upstate New York for the funeral of Trooper Joel Davis, shot and killed in the town of Theresa after responding to a domestic violence call. The crowd's so big the services had to be held at the Fort Drum Sports Complex. For more details, visit townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar, 275-5600, or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Start to move in. The jackals, hyenas, they're barking at him, laughing at him. They nip his toes and eat the food that's in his domain. They do this, and they get closer and closer and bolder, till one day, that lion gets up and tears everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. In a few minutes, we're going to talk to Omar Navarro, who's the Republican challenger to Maxine Waters. And in the final hour of the show, we're going to be talking about tipping. Turns out, new study says that the best tippers are Republican men. My father could have told you that. My father, as you know, operated a small cafe near Pico Union, near the downtown area of L.A. And he had a whole theory about who tipped, how, and why, and it turned out virtually everything he said was confirmed by an academic study done by the Cornell Hotel Management School. And my father did not go to an Ivy League school. 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder. That's a 24/7 line. Feel free to call anytime, day or night. Leave a message. Make sure your message is under 60 seconds. And if you are moved to drop a F-bomb, make sure your F-bombs are in single digits. As I mentioned, Omar Navarro will be challenging Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters was explaining why she will not work with President Trump. And here's what she said.
Now is Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Democrat from Los Angeles, California. Hi, Congresswoman.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning to you. Good afternoon out this way. Congresswoman, Schumer's approach seems to be very, very different from Mitch McConnell. Do you agree with his strategy, or are Democrats just being way too nice?
No, absolutely. I do not agree. And I tell you, that has been a problem in my party, that when we're in power, we're nice. We bend over backwards to work with people. Trump has stepped on everybody. He has no respect for his own colleagues, let alone those on the opposite side of the aisle. He's called names. He's lied. He's done everything to show that he really doesn't have good values and he can't be trusted. Why should we work with someone that we can't trust? He'll tell you one thing today and another thing tomorrow. As a matter of fact, those people who voted for them ought to be really concerned about the fact that he's already backpedaled on some of the promises that he made. And so, no, I have no intention of pretending everything's all right, that we're going to work together. For me, as the ranking member of the Financial Services Committee, where he said he's going to bring down Dodd-Frank and he's going to get rid of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I'm going to fight him every inch of the way.
Well, let me, Congresswoman, if I could just interrupt you for one second, excuse me, but I just want to get this straight. Are you saying then that you would not sit down with President-elect Trump if he invited you to the White House to meet on common ground?
Oh, no, I won't go. I'm not going to sit down with him. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to pretend. Enough pretending. This business of calling names and lying and, you know, retreating on your promises, etc. Why should I trust him to be any different with me? I'm the ranking member on the Financial Services Committee. I've been working hard to try and implement Dodd-Frank reforms. We went through a terrible crisis in 2008. Many people lost their homes. The banks got away with murder. No, I don't trust him. I don't believe him. I have no intentions of sitting down with him. I'm going to fight him every inch of the way, and I'm going to help show the American people that they too cannot trust him, that this is a man that does not live up to his promises.
She accused Donald Trump of name-calling while calling Donald Trump cabinet appointees scumbags.
It's clear to me. And I just think the American people had better understand what's going on. This is a bunch of scumbags. That's what they are.
Those are very strong
all
words, Congressman.
Organized around making money.
Who do you mean by that when you call them scumbags? Who are you talking to?
All of these people who are organized with these oil and gas interests that's in the administration and friends of the President of the United States, this back-channeling that you see, these are a bunch of scumbags.
Secretary of State, you mean the Secretary of the State of the United States?
Well, I tell you this, Tillerson is there to get these sanctions lifted. I believe it. Just watch him. He's going to continue to work on it. This is important for him. He was there because he negotiated the deal for Exxon with Putin.
All right. Well, there's going to be a big fight over that if that happens. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, thanks for your time tonight.
You're welcome.
And this woman who's now become Donald Trump's number one nemesis in Congress, once threatened to, she meant nationalize. She told oil executives she was going to socialize their companies because she thought the gas prices were too high.
Guarantee to the American people because of the inaction of the United States Congress, ever increasing prices unless the demand comes down, and the $5 will look like a very low price in the years to come if we are prohibited from finding new reserves, new opportunities to increase supplies.
And guess what this liberal would be all about? This liberal will be all about socializing, would be about basically taking over and the government running all of your companies.
The word she was looking for was nationalized. Speaking of civility.
Chairman, I still have an orange light here as far as
well,
I know.
Well, the gentleman is going beyond the outer limits of propriety and is badgering the witness. He's asked the question, she's answered it.
Chairman, I don't think I'm badgering the witness. In fact, I said I can identify with the witness because I've had the same feeling, so people question
me. Mr. Chairman, please.
Out of order.
The gentleman is out of order.
I don't think Ms. Waters has anything to do with this line of questioning, Mr. Chairman.
I most certainly do. I have to do.
Apparently looks upon herself as the defender of the White House. I have the right to ask questions. You had your chance. Why don't you just sit there?
You are out of order.
You are always out of order.
You are out of order. Shut up.
What was that? What was the last remark?
Mr.
King. I didn't hear. I'd like to hear it again.
Oh, yes. I find it very interesting.
I would like you to say it again.
You heard what I said.
I didn't hear it.
I said you're out of order.
Okay. I said you're always out of order. Okay.
And Ms. Waters.
I think the record will speak for itself, and I just...
Mr. King, you are out of order.
Mr. Chairman.
I don't think anyone needs...
Order, Mr.
Waters
Chairman.
Butting in all the time. No one
order,
cares when you're
Mr. Chairman.
Witness,
nobody
King.
Cares about you.
Order, Mr. King. Chairman. I have not called for impeachment.
Let's get on with the right business of finding out really what happened so that we can make sure that those people responsible will have to be brought to the bar of justice. And, of course, this president, impeachment.
We have to find out more about him. And some of that, I think, leads to the possibility of impeachment. And I think that's legitimate to say, given everything we know at this point.
I understand on the investigation, but, you know, you do have to find evidence before using such a huge word, such a tremendous word as the I word, impeachment.
No. Let me tell you what you're saying is this. You're saying that you don't ordinarily hear members of Congress who would do what I'm doing, who began to talk about impeachment. I have not called for the impeachment yet. He's doing it himself. Let me just say that the statement I made was a statement in response to questions and pleas that I'm getting from many citizens across this country. I think that he is leading himself into that kind of position where folks will begin to ask, what are we going to do? And the answer is going to be, eventually, we've got to do something about him. We cannot continue to have a president who's acting in this manner. This is the most outrageous and ridiculous president that this country has ever had. He cannot be dependent on for anything that he says. And so for them to try and pretend that somehow what I'm saying is outrageous and I've been reined in and all of that, there's no truth to that. As a matter of fact, all that Nancy Pelosi said was she was not ready yet to talk about impeachment. I'm ready to talk about it. And I believe that he's leading himself right to impeachment. If they're the ones who came up with crooked Hillary, if they're the ones who came up with she's ill, something's wrong with her energy, and the way that he basically, you know, described her in the campaign, I think that is something that would put the question squarely on the table whether or not he should be impeached.
When we come back, I will be interviewing Omar Navarro, her Republican opponent. You can go on my Facebook page, also on Twitter, and on LarryElder.com for information and how you can contribute to his campaign. This woman needs to go. My goodness. We haven't even talked about her town hall in Detroit where she admitted during the Obama administration that the economy was not going well, that she had no ideas, but she wasn't going to go after Obama because if we went after Obama, you go after us. Wow. I'm Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243.
This policy is being led by the President of the United States. First of all, he literally hates Obama and he wants to undo everything that Obama has ever accomplished. He wants to undo his legacy. Jeff Sessions is a racist. He's a throwback. We know his record. We know the statements that he's made. As a matter of fact, he said the NAACP and ACLU are communists, and he really did like the KKK until he learned that they smoke pot. And then there's Betsy DeVos, who is your... She is the education secretary. She's never seen the inside of a classroom. She's never been on a school board. She's never served in education. Ladies and gentlemen, I have taken off the gloves. I am not going to tolerate a president who showed us who he is in the campaigns. He mocked and mimicked a disabled journalist. He said he could grab women by their private parts because he's a celebrity and get away with it. He stalked Hillary Clinton. He got in her face. He called her crooked. And everywhere they rallied, they said, lock her up. Lock her up. We're going to lock him up. I never thought he would be elected. Unfortunately, he's elected. And so... when it was time for the inauguration and they expected us all to go, I said, I am not about to go to any inauguration. Inaugurations are about honoring the new president, bringing them in, respecting him. I don't honor him. I don't respect him. And I'm not going to tolerate him. I am going to do everything that I can do to get him impeached. Jeff Sessions is a racist. He's a throwback.
So, ladies and gentlemen, whether we're talking about his cabinet, or whether we're talking about his allies, or whether we're talking about his shameful disposition and his lying and his bullying, we're talking about a president who not only does not deserve to be the president of the United States, but he deserves, in my estimation, to be impeached. But they're going to stand. stand with him, because they're not about opportunity for all. They're begrudging others who are doing well. And we know who we are also too. And why some of those people are thinking like that. But are we going to sit here and wait for the next presidential election? I don't think so.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Omar Navarro is her Republican opponent. We're going to be talking to him in just a few minutes. He's just now arriving here at the station. Now, when President Obama was in office, Maxine Waters held a town hall in Detroit, way outside her district. That's because she's a national figure. And here she is admitting that the economy under Obama was not doing well, admitting that she did not know what his strategy was for turning around the economy, and admitting that, no, she wasn't going to criticize Obama because black people, you guys, love Obama, and if we criticize Obama, you'll come after us and you'll defeat us for re-election. I'm just being honest, she said. So I don't know what the strategy is. I have no idea why the economy is so bad, but I'm not going to criticize Obama, said Maxine Waters to this town hall meeting in Detroit.
We don't put pressure on the president. Let me tell you why. We don't put pressure on the president because y'all love the president. You love the president. Just a minute. You're very proud.
We do.
You're very proud to have a black man. First time in the history of the United States of America. If we go after the president too hard, you're going after us. Hey? That's okay.
It's not just the president.
Just a moment. Let me finish telling you the reality of the politics of what's going on. When you tell us it's all right, when you tell us it's all right and you unleash us, and you tell us you're ready for us to have this conversation, we're ready to have the conversation. Wait a minute, let me be clear. I'm in Detroit. I've been in Cleveland. I'm on my way to Atlanta. I'm going to Miami. I'll be in Los Angeles. And aside from that, I travel to a lot of other cities. I've been in Chicago. And I tell you this, the Congressional Black Caucus loves the president too. We're supportive of the president, but we get a time job. And so what we want to do is we want to give the president every opportunity to show what he can do and what he's prepared to lead on. We want to give him every opportunity. But our people are hurting. The unemployment is unconscionable. We don't know what the strategy is. We don't know why on this trip that he's in the United States now, he's not in any black communities. We don't know that. But all I'm saying to you is we're politicians. We're elected officials. We're trying to do the right thing and the best thing. When you let us know it is time to let go, we'll let go.
So this is during the Obama administration. Here she is admitting that the economy for black people not doing well. And by the way, poverty got worse. Black poverty got worse under Obama. The so-called wealth gap between the average white family and the average black family had not become that wide in 25 years. From 2010 to 2013, rather, black net worth fell 25%, largely because people lost their houses. And they didn't lose their houses because Wall Street people cheated. They lost their houses because of government policy that encouraged people who otherwise would have been perfectly better off renting to buy homes. And, of course, Maxine Waters is clueless. The point is she had no blooming idea what to say to Obama. What kind of advice is a left-winger going to give another left-winger about how to turn around the economy? Clueless. And admitting that we're not going to go after Obama, even though the economy is not working, because, well, if we go after him, you'll go after us. Be sure and contribute to Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla's new movie, NoSafeSpaces.com, NoSafeSpaces.com. It's an effort to understand why freedom of speech is being shut down on college campuses. They've raised a campaign to raise $1 million. They've gotten halfway there. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com. That's NoSafeSpaces.com. And Omar Navarro has arrived. He is in the building. We will be talking to Maxine Waters' Republican opponent in just a few minutes. Don't leave town. I'm Larry Elder.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's second Tuesday dining restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying.
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Great Elderski.
I wanted to let you know, your show is always great. You always get it right. And unfortunately, that Nancy Pelosi, most people have more brains in their little toes than she has in her whole body.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. Now, before anybody calls and says, why didn't you extend an invitation to Maxine Waters to come on your show? You extended an invitation to her Republican opponent, Omar Navarro. I have probably invited Maxine Waters on my show over the years, maybe 25, 30 times. I even sent her a very long letter in 2001 where I told her that she was wrong about gun control. She's wrong about race-based preferences. She was wrong about the welfare state. She was wrong about schools. And let's have a one-on-one conversation so that perhaps I might move you to what, in my opinion, is a more sensible position on these issues. She never even responded to my letter. Please welcome to the program, man running for Congress against Maxine Waters, 43rd District here in California. His name is Omar Navarro. Omar, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here today. I'm so grateful that you endorsed me for my campaign. I'm really proud of that. Thank you.
And I generally don't get involved this soon in a campaign, and I usually don't endorse somebody this soon in a campaign. But I am endorsing you, Omar Navarro. I don't think I've ever done this in my career at this juncture because I consider Maxine Waters to be a direct threat to this country on so many different levels. You are from Inglewood, California. You lived in the area of Hawthorne. You now live in Torrance. Give us some idea of what her district is like, and give us a breakdown ethnically in her district right now.
Yeah, of course. You know, there's a lot of demographics that have changed in the district. You have 46% registration of Latinos in the district. We were doing a research, and we studied that there was about almost 54, if you have updated the list, 54%.
And at one time, she served in a district that was predominantly black.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in 2012, they gerrymandered the district. Redistricting happened, and the lines changed. Watts used to be in the district, so was Compton. No longer so. Everything is different. Torrance, you have half of Torrance now. Torrance is prominently Japanese community, white community. So, you know, you have different demographics. Inglewood has shifted from being a large base of black community, now being a Latino community. So you see a lot of numbers and shifts changing in the 43rd Congressional District. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of my things that I was about, you know, I'm running because I want to represent every American in that district. I want to represent every family. My slogan is basically fighting for family. I want to fight for people's family. I want to get family values back to the 43rd Congressional District. We lack those family values, and we, you know, families don't want gangbangers. They don't want gangbangers going around in their own communities. They want to see clean communities, not dirty communities. So we have to bring back and instill those values in our communities. That's what I'm fighting for.
Maxine Waters, were she here, she would say, I'm as desirous of getting rid of gangbangers as you are. What makes you think I don't care as much about public safety as you care? You'd say what?
You know, I say this, you know, I go around in a community. I was born in Inglewood. You know, when someone is not born in an area, they don't understand how the demographics of everything works. You know, it was rough when I lived in Inglewood. And then I moved to Hawthorne. And there's gangbangers in those communities. And then later on, I moved to Torrance, and I saw a better community. You know, more – everything was cleaner and safer. But even then, Torrance has its imperfections too. There's no city that is perfect. But yet, there are cities that are falling apart. You have homeless people that are in the streets. And what are people doing to address it? You have veterans that are out there. And we're not addressing any of these things. We're leaving our public safety officials behind. And we're not putting them first. We have to put them first. We have to worry about our communities. If we have cleaner and safer communities, we can build stronger communities. That's what it's about.
My guest is Omar Navarro. He's Republican running against Maxine Waters. Let's talk about some of the specific issues. Education. Maxine Waters, of course, is opposed to vouchers. Republicans have long advocated that the money should follow the child rather than the other way around. What's your position?
You know, my position on it is that we have to empower the individual. When the government gets in the way of things, you know, the government ruins it. And we can't impose things on individuals. So I'm more in line to empowering an individual.
Mm-hmm. Maxine Waters has become probably Donald Trump's number one congressional antagonist. I was talking earlier before you came here, Omar, about whether or not there was a similar person when the Obama administration was in office. I can't think of any member of Congress, House or Senate, who was that shrill, that angry,
that nasty, that mean-spirited towards President Obama. Can you?
No, I didn't see that.
I've never seen anything like this.
And when Obama was in there, you know, I gave him the opportunity, I gave him the benefit of the doubt, and I said, you know, this guy's the president, he's our president, he's representing our country, we got to give him a chance. And, you know, that's what I did. I gave him a chance, even though I disagreed with him on a lot of positions that he took. I had to give him a chance.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I do online marketing. I started that 4 years ago.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
The left is very discriminating against the rich, but not very discriminating. They think all the rich are evil.
But there are those who inherit wealth, those who steal wealth, and those who make others wealthy. The Bush family inherited wealth. The Clintons stole it. But Donald Trump is wealthy because he makes others wealthy. This is why there is good news being preached to the poor today and why America has hope. Dr. Rick from Simpsonville, South Carolina.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. My guest is Omar Navarro, who is courageously running against Maxine Waters in a district where last time she won by how much?
She won by 75% of the vote last time.
And that was against you.
Yeah, that was against me. But, you know, I ran a campaign that was, you know, I ran a campaign. I raised $3,000. She spent $650,000. This time around, I've raised $40,000 in 4 months.
And this was before, of course, Maxine Waters has become kind of public enemy number one for a lot of conservatives because of her antagonism towards Donald Trump.
Exactly.
So this is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Not your first rodeo, then. You've done this before.
I've done this before. You know, I learned a lot, and I definitely learned a lot.
What's the biggest lesson you learned?
The biggest lesson I learned is how to fundraise. And this time around, I've been getting a lot of support, the amount of support I've received. I have over 2,000 people on our volunteers list, and we have about 1,200 of them that are locals. So, I mean, we're getting a lot of people, a huge grassroots movement. You know, in order to win campaigns effectively, the way to win is by grassroots. That is your strong suit. You can pay people all you want, but at the end of the day, the people that are volunteering are the people that are more invested. And those are the people that live in the community, that are effective in the community, that can get in touch with the community. That's what we need to have. We need to have people that know where they live. And that's what we do. We have precinct captains. We're organizing very well. We're organizing this campaign very well.
My guest is Omar Navarro. He's running against Maxine Waters as a Republican. Now, explain to people outside of California this cockamamie system that we have where the top two finishers in a primary will run against each other. Explain how that works.
Yeah, so, you know, in California, you have it to where, let's say, 10 Republicans run in the ticket, and you have two Democrats that run. Well, you have 10 Republicans. What's going to happen? People think, well, you know, you have a Republican that's, you know, going to get on the Republican side and then one on the Democrat. No, well, it's not so in California. In California, the two Democrats can make top two in June and advance to November, and the Republicans are left behind. So our strong suit and what we're doing in our campaign, we're making sure that there's not going to be any kind of robberies in this campaign. We're going to fight hard. We're going to do whatever we can.
To explain what you mean by robbery, if I am Maxine Waters and I'm looking at a guy named Omar Navarro, young guy, handsome, you've got of Cuban heritage, and the district is changing, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is drop another Democrat to run against you so that he or she is a second finisher, and then that person will be like a rabbit in a track meet and just drop out.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
What's stopping them from doing that to you?
Yeah, they will do that, and I know what exactly what I'm going to do. You know, we have to have, you know, we might have 6, 7, or 8 Democrats running, and that'll even out the score. That's probably what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. How much money do you need to run an effective race against her, in your opinion?
In my opinion, in order to run an effective campaign, you need to raise $1 million. Mm-hmm. That is essential. You have to raise $1 million. It could get even worse because it depends on when they step in. If the Democratic Party steps in, I have to raise anywhere from $1 million to $5 million in that race.
If people want to contribute, where do they go?
They can go to my website at omarnavarro.com/donate, which is omarnavarro.com/donate. And they can go there and they can contribute. No donation is small. Every donation matters. Because let's say 100,000 people are listening right now, and 100,000 people give a dollar. That's $100,000. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's effective. If you want to get these politicians out of office, and we want people who are representing the people in the district and their communities and representing the country, we have to do it.
Omar Navarro is my guest. He's running against Maxine Waters as a Republican. Omar, why haven't the Republicans been able to repeal and replace Obamacare, having campaigned to do it, promised the American people they were going to do it? That's why they ended up getting control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they still haven't been able to do it. Why not?
You know, they haven't because, you know, they're infighting so much that they're not uniting with each other. We have to unite. We got Donald Trump as president. So Donald Trump, and we have to work with the administration. We have to stand firm with the administration. We got to unite and band together. If we're not banding together, the other side is going to take advantage of this, and in the next election, we're going to lose. Well, we want to win. And the only way to win is for us to band together and stick together. That's the only way we're going to get things done. We have an advantage right now, but we're not taking advantage.
What should Republicans do? What kind of plan do you want to see come out of the Senate and the House?
Yeah, well, what I would like to see is a more united Republican Party. a more united Republican Party where they're working with our president, not fighting with him. They have to work with the president.
You got you have the Freedom Caucus that I think 40-some-odd members of the House, Omar, who ran to repeal Obamacare. They didn't say jack about replacing it, and they feel almost resentful that the replacement stuff is in the minds of the American people when they feel that we never should have gone down this road of getting government involved in health care in the first place and that the true replacement is free market. You've got about 40-some-odd Republicans that feel that way. The rest of them are in some sort of varying camp of, in my opinion, sort of altering something with Obamacare, but keeping a lot of the things of Obamacare in it. As somebody once said, the infrastructure of Obamacare will probably remain. Some pundit said that this Sunday. I think ultimately that's probably what's going to happen. Not that I'm happy about it, but I think that they're going to do something to give the American people a, quote, victory. But ultimately, it's going to involve far more government in health care than I think is sensible.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We have to say that this is a big victory for us. We have to say that it is a big victory because what we had before doesn't work. So
premiums going
now,
up, copays going up, deductibles going up.
Well, definitely the premiums were going up terribly, and we have to make sure that we are fighting for what we believe in here.
Speaking of which, Chris Matthews was talking to Representative Donna Edwards of Maryland and informed her that Obamacare was going down whether Trump had been in office or not.
The blanket over their head and go back to sleep. Congresswoman Edwards, President Trump, in that opening clip we played, may be overstating it, but you've got to agree that Obamacare, as it currently stands, is in trouble. Premiums are going up, deductibles are going up, and let me put this on the screen. In 2016, 85% of enrollees had a choice of three or more insurers. This year, only 58% of enrollees have a choice of three or more insurers. And just to take away one of your arguments, a lot of this started before President Trump became president.
I don't know why more Republicans have not convinced the American people that this thing was a Titanic, no matter whether Hillary got elected or Donald Trump got elected. I want to get your response, and then we come back.
Yeah.
Omar Navarro is my guest. 888-971-SAGE. He's running against Maxine Waters as a Republican. Donate. OmarNavarro.com/donate. I'm Larry Elder.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's second Tuesday dining restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers.
It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home. Or...
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE. Now, folks are very skeptical about nutritional supplements. The biggest barrier to overcome is trust. That's why my brother and I are telling you with a straight face, looking right in the baby brown libertarian eyeballs of ours, that 80% of the people who buy the Relief Factor Quick Start buy it again. Can't play catch with your grandkids because of inflammation? Don't feel like going on this weekend because of inflammation? Can't twist over a lid jar in the kitchen, rolling over in bed at night, causing pain, bending over to tie your shoes? You have inflammation, also known as the silent killer. Now, take care of your body so you can take care of your family. Try the three-week quick start, $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day for pain relief. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com. The last few minutes with Omar Navarro, he is running against Maxine Waters as a Republican. Omar, explain in our last few minutes why people living within Maxine Waters' district and outside her district should give a rip about you and should dig in their wallets and their purses and give you money.
Yeah, you know, I tell everybody this. I am very passionate about what I'm doing. I show people that I go out there into the community. I have my videos online. People can look into me and when I actually go out there. I don't want people just to vote for me. You can go on my website, view, look at my pledge, look at what I stand for. But also look at what my videos and what I've done. I've gone everywhere and I've showed people pictures of trash everywhere in the district. And I've also shown people videos of me actually getting – actually doing something about it. Because these politicians don't do anything about it. I want to actually fix the district. My grandmother lives in the city of Hawthorne. My parents live in the city of Torrance. My sister also lives in the district. So, I mean, I'm very invested in this district in such a big way because I want to fight for the people. I want to make sure that we're bringing business back into the state of California, that we're bringing business in the 43rd Congressional District. We had Toyota that left with all those jobs. When did we actually do something to actually retain those jobs, retain that business? We did nothing, and they left. And those people are now – those families are torn apart. But we're so worried about handing out money to illegals, but yet we're not worrying about our own here. When are we going to start taking care of our own? I'm here because I want to take care of our own. I want to invest in our families, and I want to make sure we're taking action.
We only have about 45 seconds left, Omar. Again, to donate, Omar – Navarro.com/donate. OmarNavarro.com/donate. Any chance that Maxine Waters will debate you?
You know, we went to her office not too long ago, and we requested for a debate as we had a rally in front of her office. It was quite interesting, along with the rally we had in front of her house.
She showed up like Floyd Mayweather and called her out.
Yeah, I definitely called her out. You know, that's definitely the Floyd move, but it was the thing to do. She lives outside the district, and
OmarNavarro.com/donate. OmarNavarro.com/donate. If you forget, go to my website, LarryElder.com. We have a link up there. OmarNavarro.com/donate. Let's get this woman out of office. Omar, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it so much.
God bless you.
You got it. We come back. Who tips more, Republicans or Democrats? 888-971-SAGE.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
This Friday and Saturday, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are this Friday, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. McLaughlin Auditorium, located at Sequoia Middle School on Sequoia Street. Purchase your tickets Monday through Friday at Sequoia Middle School, room 101. Call 945-9495 or at KUIA.org.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. The Turkish president returned to the capital Ankara today for a ceremony marking the moment parliament was bombed a year ago during a failed coup attempt. BBC's Mark Lowen has more details.
In terms of his warnings to the coup plotters, he said that they should have their heads chopped off. If the parliament recommends to him that the death penalty should be reinstated, he would accept it. He said that they should be paraded in prison in Guantanamo Bay-style orange jumpsuits. So very harsh words for the plotters, and also then praising the courage of the Turkish people. He said, what did my people have on that night? They had their flags, just as they do today, and something much more important, they had their faith.
President Trump in his weekly media address says he does expect the Senate will pass his new health care law coming up this week.
When I ran for president, I made a commitment to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare. I am pleased to report that we are very, very close to ending this health care nightmare.
And as promised by this administration, they would handle complaints caused by the travel ban on a case-by-case basis. And now six girls traveling from Afghanistan, approved personally by the president, to fly to the U.S. to compete in an international robotics competition. They are in Washington, D.C. A company with a Boeing 747 bomber that can drop more than 19,000 gallons of suppressant on wildfires says federal officials are keeping it grounded, putting homes and ground-based firefighters at risk. Officials with Global Super Tanker filed a protest with the U.S. Forest Service, contesting a contract limiting firefighting aircraft to 5,000 gallons. And former President Jimmy Carter out of the hospital and back on the job site. He was hospitalized for dehydration, working with Habitat for Humanity in Canada. Former President Carter, now 92. This is Town Hall News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a lower interest rate, and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Ann, and we're debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
A review panel recommended to the Federal Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, this week approved of the first use of gene therapy for treating a human disease.
Novartis has developed a gene treatment that can stimulate human immune cells to fight a cancer. The gene would be used to treat blood cells outside the body, and those cells can be re-injected to treat advanced lymphocytic leukemia, a blood cancer, in children and adults. Similar genes have been tested by other companies for other cancers with promising results.
That good news from General Physician Dr. Charles Snyderman. Thousands gathered today in upstate New York for the funeral of Trooper Joel Davis, shot and killed in the town of Theresa after responding to a domestic violence call. The crowd so big the services had to be held at Fort Drum Sports Complex. A soldier stationed at Drum, Sergeant Justin Walters, is charged with the trooper's death as well as the death of his own wife. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Fiat Fiat Chrysler recalling more than 1 million vehicles worldwide because of two manufacturing problems.
There's a wiring problem that can create a short and make airbags inflate suddenly. It affects 750,000 Dodge Journey and Fiat Fremont SUVs 2011 through 2015. Then there's an alternator recall affecting more than 500,000 Chrysler 300s, Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Durango SUVs from 2011 through 2014. Also involved are some Jeep Grand Cherokees built between 2012 and 2014. The alternators can wear out prematurely, causing engine stalling. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A pair of 20-year-old cousins allegedly lured young men to a farm to sell them pot and then killed them without so much as an argument. Cosmo DiNardo has admitted to killing four men, along with his cousin Sean Kratz, who has been charged as an accessory in three of the deaths. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Summer is here and you need your car running right. At NAPA, they carry everything a shade tree mechanic could want, from tools to timing belts. Change your own oil? NAPA has the filters, oil, and tools to make your job easier. Call any of their seven stores to order parts or ask any questions you have. You can also order online at readingnapa.com. NAPA Know How, 2304 Churn Creek Road. Call them at 222-5565.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The Ford Theater of Operations has moved to the desert, Las Vegas, Nevada, where for the past 5 days, I have been attending the 2017 International Premium Cigar Retailers Convention, and the convention is wound down. You can hear all the manufacturers socializing now in the background in the lobby here of the Las Vegas Convention Center. And several days ago, we presented exclusive in-booth show floor coverage. And we were able to speak with Altadas USA and Padron and Gurkha, General Cigar, Rocky Patel, J.C. Newman. I have been scouring the show floor for the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. And if you missed our video presentations, our coverage, go to CigarDave.com after today's show. So today we give you the audio portion of our video in-booth presentation, starting with Altadas USA.
Huge hub of activity here at the Altadas USA booth. I'm joined by longtime friend Janelle Rosenfeld, yeah. VP of Marketing. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. How are you?
I am well.
You're well.
And as always, you got so many new products that I need
a cheat sheet.
Absolutely.
I
mean, I'm looking around here. I don't remember in the last number of years you launching this many new products at IPCPR.
Well, you know, we've got a couple of mainline ongoing new projects that we're launching, and then some limited editions as well.
All right, let's take a look at one of the limited editions.
Yeah.
Now, your Grupo de Maestros, let's talk about that. That's an interesting group of cigar craftsmen that you've put together.
Right. This really stems from our Grupo de Maestros is a group of master blenders located at our factory in La Romana, Tabacalera de Garcia, and also at our factory in Honduras, La Flor de Copan. They work together and they do a lot of the blending for us. And so this Grupo came together, I think it's probably been about 10 years ago where we brought the group together, 6 years ago, and they work on very special projects for us. This is third in the series. This is our Grupo de Maestros Batch 3, and this is a special blend that they created just for themselves. It's been aging for years, and it's available in very limited quantities. We did 300 boxes of this, 100 cigars each, and you can see it's very... Can I lift it out? It's very craft-oriented.
This reminds me of the factory, the aging room,
exactly,
when you see them all age.
Just like, exactly.
Those are beautiful. Look
Aren't
at
they
that.
Beautiful?
Take a look at that.
This is a Nicaraguan Habano wrapper. It has a Dominican filler and then Dominican, Nicaraguan, and Peruvian long fillers. I'm sorry, the binder is Dominican.
So it's going to have a little kick.
It's got a kick to it. Yet some natural sweetness also. So it's
very I can smell good. The aroma of those cigars
yeah,
as soon
great,
as we open
right?
it up.
And such a beautiful presentation also.
So... 300 boxes of 100 each, that's it. And when they're gone, they're gone.
When they're gone, they're gone.
And suggested retail for the...
Suggested retail of this stick is $16.
$16. Fantastic. And available now?
Available. They'll be shipping to retailers in September.
September. Okay. Now, I think I counted 3 new Monte Cristos you have.
We do. We have another limited, 2 more limited editions, and then an ongoing brand, Monte Cristo, Monte by Monte Cristo, manufactured by A.J. Fernandez.
Let's go take a look, because I see the Monte Cristo corner over here.
Right.
And I should say that yesterday I had a chance to kind of sneak around in the booth. There's still yellow tape around, but I had a chance to sneak around and see what's going on. So as we look over here, again, you've got the new Monte Cristos.
Right.
So let's go ahead and talk about these.
This is our new Monte by Monte Cristo AJ. This is an ongoing line. It's 3 sizes, and let me reference my cheat sheet, Dave.
Okay.
We have actually 4 sizes. We have a Toro, a Robusto, a Corona, and a Bellicoso. This has a lovely dark Ecuadorian wrapper. It's very tasty, grown especially by AJ. Then it has a Criollo 98 binder and a Criollo 98 and Piloto Cubano filler. So it's a very full-bodied cigar. This is it. It's a box-pressed cigar.
Beautiful. The feel of that is great.
It's great, right? That's
you know, when we think about Monte Cristo, Janelle, for so many years, it was the Monte Cristo Classic. Very mild, but over the last number of years, Altadis has really developed the Monte Cristo line, so there's mild, medium, full, super full.
That's really something for everyone in the line. Yeah, exactly.
And when will this be available?
These are starting to ship now.
And this will be a regular Monte Cristo?
Ongoing regular Monte Cristo.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Broadcasting live here from Tiger Field, it's Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460, getting ready to bring you game 3 of this 4-game series. The Fresno A's in town to play your hometown Reading Colt 45s. Matt Green is on the mound tonight for the 45s. He's 2-2 with a 2.62 ERA. He's appeared in 8 games, 7 starts. He'll make his 8th start tonight. And in 34 innings, he's struck out 38 batters against just 12 walks. Better than a strikeout an inning for Matt Green as he looks for his 3rd win here on the season. We'll get you the starting lineups here in just one moment. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer Butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? We're going to step away now for a few moments for the National Anthem. Right back with starting lineups after this. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History in New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Discover the new Kia at Reading Kia for the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Reading Kia today
and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money, and it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Just about ready here for the top of the first. Matt Green on the mound here tonight for your hometown 45s. Looking for his third win on the season. Defense behind him looks like this on the outfield left to right. It's going to be Keaton Glover in left, Latrell Harris in center, Jackson Murphy in right. Your left side of your infield, Austin Lively at third, Devin Orr at short. Second baseman tonight, Curtis Perrin at first base. It's going to be Connor Fabing. DH is going to be Wilson Kessel, and doing the catching for Matt Green is going to be Brendan Yawn out of Reno, Nevada. And they'll be taking on the Fresno A's here. They've split the first two games of this series, an 8-0 win on Thursday night for Redding, and a tough 7-5 loss last night. 45's 19-9 on the season, ready for game number 29 here on the campaign. Glad to have you with us here on KCNR on Saturday night. First pitch imminent here. The starting lineup for the visitors looks like this. Leading off, it's going to be Elijah Parks at second base. Anthony Ward will play shortstop and bat second. Will Pettner is the first baseman batting third. Levi Martin is the catcher. He'll bat fourth. Chris Scott is the right fielder batting fifth. Marco Gonzalez is in the sixth hole at third base. Alex Robinson will DH and bat seventh. Brandon Hepp is in left field tonight, batting eighth. And the number nine hitter will be Eric Flores in center. Pettner last night had three RBI for the Fresno A's in the victory. 45's winners out of 10 out of their last 12, pardon me, as they look to keep things going here. Behind Matt Green out of Torrance, California, 6'5", 205-pound right-hander out of McPherson College. And as I mentioned, 38 strikeouts in just 34 and a third innings against just 12 walks. So a better than 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio and better than a K per inning. And he starts off with a swing and a miss here to Parks. No balls and a strike. Parks, Ward, and Pettner here. Parks batted fifth last night, had a double, went 1-for-4. And he fouls this one off the glove of Brendan Yawn. It's 0-2 now. Hitters count 0-2 here as Green winds and fires. And a breaking ball a little bit below the knees there as he tried to get him to chase. One ball, two strikes. Green is ninth appearance, eighth start. He has one relief appearance. And a hit batsman as he is hit on the left wrist by the looks of it. And on a 1-2 pitch, Green wants to know, where was the attempt to get out of the way? As it looked like he was starting his swing, the bat continued to come forward. His manager, Greg Cataray, wants to know here what the call is, and it's a hit batsman. So to start the game, Parks will reach and have a bruise on his left wrist tomorrow. So a hit by pitch here to get things started. First pitch at 7:15 here tonight. And that'll bring up the right-handed hitting Anthony Ward. Ward led off last night, had two hits in four at-bats. It was also hit by a pitch, so reached three times in five plate. He takes the ball here 1-0. Green out of the stretch with Fabing holding the runner over at first. Perrin playing at normal depth at second. Here's the little number to the left side. It's going to be foul. Onto the grass there is Austin Lively at third. Throws that one into the dugout. We'll get a new baseball to Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Fresh sandwiches made just for you at 835 Browning Street, right next door to Trader Joe's. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Stop by or order online to avoid the wait. That's Jersey Mike's, making sandwiches since 1956. Here's a 1-1 pitch, and that one's up high for a ball. Fastball around the shoulders there to Ward. Two balls in his track with a runner on first here and nobody out. Just underway here on Saturday night. Green at the belt. Now he's going to throw it over to first, and sliding back in safely is Parks. Parks, as I mentioned, batted fifth last night, led off in the loss on Thursday night, and had two hits in four at bats as well. 2-1 on the way here, and that's a line drive into left field. That's going to be over the shortstop's head and out there into left for a single. Glover gets it back into Orr. And a hit batsman and a single have the Fresno A's in business here. First and second now for Will Pettener. 45s did not allow a run until the seventh, but they allowed five in the eighth and are out to losing 7-5. And two of those runs batted in the eighth were off the bat of this man, Will Pettener, batting third after being in the two-hole last night. He comes up here with runs on first and second. Green delivers and a swing and a miss by the left-handed hitter. Fastball on the outside half, 0-1. Every seat in the shade here at Tiger Field, come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket and just $3 for our fans 62 years of age and over. Only a handful of games left. As I mentioned, game number 29 this year. Got 42 total, assuming no weather interference. We've had a bunt here as Green's going to have a play only at first. And Pettener will be thrown out, scored 1-3 on the sacrifice. But both runners advance, so second and third now with one out. Successful sacrifice for Pettener. Don't see that very often out of the number three hole, playing for a run here in the first. But that'll bring up Levi Martin. Martin's the catcher. Was hit by a pitch and singled in four plate appearances last night. Pardon me, five plate appearances, also reached on an error. Fastball down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Another beautiful cloudless day here for baseball in the North State. Could not ask for better conditions. Barbecue in full effect behind me as Green winds now. Delivers a 1-0, and that's fastball up high. Two balls, no strikes. Green, a fastball, slider, changeup, curveball combo. Likes to finish guys off with that slider. He'll often steal a strike with the curveball early in the count. He trails now 2-0 here to the left-handed hitting Martin, the cleanup hitter batted third last night. Green ready now with a 2-0. That ball is up and in, but catches the top of the strike zone. 2-1 now. Martin tried to back away from it, but it's called strike. Lively in, even with the bag at third. Fabing in at a similar depth at first. This ball has popped up on the infield, maybe playable on the left side. Lively drifting into foul territory. He's got a beat on it, and he's going to make the catch. So a harmless second out here as Martin pops out to number five. And that'll bring up Chris Scott. The right fielder has batted cleanup each of the last two nights and a single last night in four plate appearances. 0 for 4 on Thursday night, so 1 for 8 in the series thus far. Steps in here with runners on second and third and two down now as Green gets the sign from Yon. Now he's ready. And the pop-up on the left side, Lively headed now into foul territory again. This one's down the left field line. And that ball is going to be dropped down in no man's land out there or giving chase as well. That one kind of in that Bermuda Triangle out there where the left fielders, shortstop, and third baseman all had a long way to go. So it'll drop down harmlessly for a strike. Second life now for Scott and an 0-1 count. Green out of the windup here, ready with an 0-1.
That ball chopped foul to the left side. Armlessly down the third baseline. It's going to be snagged over there by pitching coach Barrick Frasking. 45s are managed by former Major League relief pitcher Greg Catteray. Member of the 1988 American League champion Oakland A's. 0-2 now here from Green. That's a line drive into left center field. That's going to get down for a hit, and two runs are going to score. Back spun it right over the shortstop there. Scoring from second easily is Ward. And Scott comes through with a two-out, two-run single, and it's 2-0 Fresno here in the early going. Parks and Ward both score. And that'll bring up Marco Gonzalez, the third baseman. One for four last night. Stole a base and drove in one run in the victory. And this is a chopper to left side. Lively takes on the big hop and flips it down to second to Curtis Perrin. 5-4 on the fielder's choice, and that'll end the inning. Two runs home. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Starting tonight for the Fresno A's, it's going to be right-hander Cody Blackwell in the lineup against him for your hometown 45s. Looks like this. Latrell Harris is going to lead off in center field. Devin Orr bats second at shortstop. Austin Lively at the hot corner will bat third. Jackson Murphy in right field is your cleanup hitter. Connor Fabing bats fifth at first base. Wilson Kessel, your DH tonight, batting sixth. Keaton Glover in left field will bat seventh. And Brendan Yawn, the catcher, will bat eighth. Curtis Perrin, your second baseman, will bat ninth. As the 45 trail 2-0 here, a two-run single in the top of the first. Got the A's on the board. And Blackwell, a right-hander who looks like he's got a Tim Lincecum motion out there. A very exaggerated over-the-shoulder delivery. And first crack at him is going to come against Latrell Harris here. Harris hitting .371 on the year in nine contests. He's 13 for 35. He scored 12 times and driven in two runs, three doubles, and seven stolen bases. And he's on base and right at .421 here. He's drawn three walks as well. Right-hander versus right-hander here. Harris or Lively to start us off in the home half. First pitch is a called strike here from Blackwell. 0-1. And absolutely a Tim Lincecum fan without a doubt on the fan on the mound here tonight as Blackwell looks very much like the diminutive former Giants right-hander out there. Foul ball out of play by Harrison. It's quick 0-2 now. Ground ball to the left side. Chopper's going to be deep in the hole. It's short, and it's going to get into left field. And Harris is going to reach. Third baseman had no chance at it as Gonzalez was playing too far in, and the ball chopped over his head. Deep in the hole, it's short was Ward, who tried to backhand it knowing he had to hurry. And it glances off his glove, most likely going to see a hit there. But nonetheless, Harris at first. We'll wait on the official scorer there. Here's Devin Orr. Your shortstop is hitting .338 in 19 games. He's 22 for 65 with 8 runs batted in. And on base and right at .494, 16 walks on the year. Harris goes. Here's the throw down to second, and it's not even close. He steals it easily. As I mentioned, Blackwell with a motion much like Tim Lincecum. And much like Tim Lincecum, he has trouble holding the runner on there. Is on the first pitch, Harris steals second. Might be a pattern here tonight, as that's a big leg kick out there. And a slow release time. Orr took it for a ball down low, so it's one ball, no strikes, and runner in scoring position now. Orr left-handed hitting Devin Orr. Leads the team in base on balls, I mentioned a moment ago. Had 3 RBI in the win on Thursday night. He was our player of the game. 3 RBI out of the leadoff spot. Here's a 1-0. Outside corner of the fastball, one ball, one strike. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Enjoy a fresh, filling, and tasty meal with our subs, wraps, and salads. Order now at the Reading location at 835 Browning Street, right next to Trader Joe's. You can order online and pick up to take fresh sandwiches with you to the lake or backyard pool. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Swinging a foul tip into the glove there by Devin Orr. It's 1-2 now. Our thanks to all of our friends out there at Jersey Mike's. They make a pretty good sub. Had one just the other day, actually. Count is 1-2. Blackwell comes set now, looks at Harris out at second base. Checks him one more time, now delivers. And Orr swings and misses. And a first out of the inning here is going to be a strikeout. That'll bring up Austin Lively.
Your third baseman, number 18.
Just the fifth strikeout of the year there for Orr. And here's Austin Lively. In 14 contests, he's hitting .482, 27 for 56, 4 doubles and 17 runs batted in. He's also scored 15 times. So he'll be looking for RBI number 18 here. 1-for-3 in the 8-0 victory on Thursday, had last night off. Drove in a couple runs and walked twice on Thursday night. On basing at .545 right now. .482 with 7 walks. That's a breaking ball way up high. The catcher had to come up out of his stance to get it. It's one ball, no strikes. Good speed out there in Harris, who led off with a single. And stole second. 1-0 here to Lively. Runner goes. Pitch is outside, and the throw is into left field. Harris had third base stolen easily. Now he's going to score. Latrell Harris making it happen out there on the base paths. 2 stolen bases and a run scored. And Lively now will hit with one out and nobody on. It's 2-1. 45s playing a little old school ground control there. What the Giants fans know is the ground game in brighter days past. That is, speaking of the Giants, Bumgarner came back tonight. Struck out the side in the first, so that's a good sign. He's about 3 months and 20 games too late, but always a good sign to see Mad Bum out there. 2-0 count now on Lively. That ball is just a bit low. 3 balls and no strikes. And taking all the way there on 3-0, and it's in there at the belt for a strike. 3-1 now. There's a line drive up the middle, and the second baseman is going to dive and have it glance off his glove into center field. Lively's got a one-out hit. Single is going to bring up Jackson Murphy. Murphy not in the lineup last night. Or pardon me, had a one pinch hit appearance last night, 0 for 1. Had a solo home run, 2 for 3 in the win on Thursday. He's batting .342. 8 home runs, 22 RBI. Tying run out there at first. In Austin Lively, and Murphy awaits the first pitch. You got to figure with Harris stealing second and third, Lively who's also a stolen base threat. He's got 5 on the season in just 14 games. Definitely going to be thinking about it as well, and a quick throw over to first to check on him. Murphy, an on-base percentage of .407 this season. And he watches a slider in there on the outside corner, 0-1. Chico native plays his ball down at Academy of the Art University, down in the Bay Area. Your team leader in home runs and RBI thus far through 28 games. Another throw over to first to check on Lively. And he's back safely. One on the way now to Murphy. And he hits one off the end of the bat towards first base. They're going to throw down to second for the force. Back to first, and they double him up. 3-6-3 double play. And turn beautifully there. That'll end the inning. But one run scored by Latrell Harris makes it 2-1. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This Friday and Saturday, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are this Friday, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. McLaughlin Auditorium, located at Sequoia Middle School on Sequoia Street. Purchase your tickets Monday through Friday at Sequoia Middle School, room 101. Call 945-9495 or at KUIA.org.
Get ready, Northern California Fight Fans.
Get ready.
NorCal Tough Man Competition is coming to Redding at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, Saturday, July 15th. Rogue Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man Competition, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday night, July 15th. Featuring tough local and regional fighters going to war, fighting a battle. Up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. Don't miss this event. It will sell out. So get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Gold section, just $40. Bronze, only $30 and 24 silver seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with NorCal Tough Man Competition Live. Saturday night, July 15th. Doors open at 6:30. The action at 7:30. Test yourself in the ring and sign up for a challenge. Any male or female interested in competing, contact Mike Brown at Rogue Fights, 541-210-7043. Or roguefights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here, 2-1 Fresno as we get ready to start this frame. It's going to be the 7-8-9 hitters here for the visitors. Alex Robinson, the DH, leads off. He'll be followed by left fielder Brandon Hepp and center fielder Eric Flores. Robinson, the DH, last night as well, walked in 4 plate appearances, 0 for 3. Takes a called strike in the knees, 0-1. 2 runs on 2 hits and 1 error for the Fresno A's. 1 run on 2 hits for Redding. And a beautiful curveball there on 0-1 at his shoe tops, and he waves at it, 0-2. Nice 2-pitch combo there by Matt Green. Gets the sign from Yon and delivers. 0-2 pitch is grounded out to the pitcher, and he snags it. And that's going to be a 1-3 put out. As Robinson is retired, one down. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Fresh sandwiches made just for you. 835 Browning Street, right next door to Trader Joe's here in Reading. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Stop by or order online to avoid the wait. That's Jersey Mike's, making sandwiches since 1956. Now in Reading. Here's the left-handed hitting Hep. He's in left field tonight, started in center. Last night went 2 for 4, 2 singles, and scored twice. And he lines one out to Green, who snags it out of the air. No defense necessary behind Mr. Green here in the second. He's handled the ground ball and now a line drive. It looked like it was off the end of the bat, so not quite a thunderbolt coming at his head or anything like that, but he reaches out and spears it with the left hand. And that's one time where being 6'5 helps. A pretty good wingspan there for Mr. Green as he throws a curveball here with 2 outs and nobody on to Eric Flores. Flores not in the lineup last night as Dubrio played the third outfield position, went 0 for 3 in the loss on Thursday night. He's your center fielder for the visitors, and Green throws a fastball down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. So a ground out and a line out to number one. Don't see those very often. Much less back-to-back. And Green working here to Flores. 1-0 pitch on the way. And he swings and misses at a fastball into the hands. Tied him up pretty good that time. 1-1 now. Two-one pitch is on the way, and it's going to be fouled out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Nice breeze blowing in here from left to right. As a 2-2 pitch is down in the dirt, and it's a check swing. Did not go, and probably a good thing is it skips away from Yon, and it's going to be a full count now. Parks, the leadoff man, on deck. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Matt Green trying to forestall his next at-bat till the third inning. Full count pitch on the way here to Flores. Called third strike, and that'll end the inning. First strike out of the night for Matt Green, and we head to the bottom of the second. Still 2-1 Fresno. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here for the Colt 45s as they get ready to take their at-bats. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters, Connor Fabing, Wilson Kessel, and Keaton Glover here. One run on two hits for the hometown 45s in the first.
Number 16, Connor Fabing.
Fabing steps in, 323, two home runs, 20 RBI. He's also scored 18 times in 23 contests, five doubles and a triple to go along with two stolen bases. He's on base and at 356 right now. Last went 1-for-5 with a run scored in the win on Thursday night against these same Fresno A's. Had last night off. Takes a breaking ball up high, 1-0. Fabing right at the top of the team in RBIs there, tied for second with 20. And a breaking ball finds the zone here. One ball, one strike as the barbecue smoke makes its way out towards the infield. Got a barbecue going and a baseball game as well. Come down and join us here at Tiger Field. 1-1 pitch is lined out into right center field and hit well. This one headed out toward the wall. It's going to get down off the wall, off the base of the wall, and skips out into center field. It's going to roll for a while. Fabing rounding second, headed for third. They still haven't even picked it up. He's going to trot into third with a stand-up triple. That ball looked like it was off the end of the bat, just continued to carry out there in right center, ended up off the base of the wall, and right center skipped past the center fielder, and Connor Fabing's got his second triple of the year. Leading off the second here, now the tying run just 90 feet away with nobody out for Wilson Kessel. Kessel's got two home runs and 22 RBI in 19 contests. He's on base and right at 398, hitting 365, seven doubles and two big flies.
out of his 27 hits, 27 for 74 here on the campaign. Takes a fastball high, 1-0.
Fabian Kessel-Glover here.
5-6-7 in the bottom of the second. Fabian's gotten us off to a ringing start here with a triple. Second on the tied for first on the team with Ben Kerner in that category now. Both of them have two triples. And a 1-0 changeup just doesn't quite get there as Kessel swings through it. Blackwell working out of the stretch here with a runner on third. Comes set at the belt, ready with a 1-1 to Kessel. And a curveball finds the zone there. At the knees, another nice bender, and it's 1-2 now. Kessel's been a two-out RBI machine, had two RBI in the loss last night. Two for four night. One-two pitch on the way, and he hits it high and hard to center field. It's going to be caught on a line. Tagging at third is Fabian. He's going to score without a throw, standing up. That's an RBI lineout, scored a fly out to number eight. And an RBI for Kessel, his 23rd on the season now, and it's a tie ball game here, 2-2, as Fabian comes around to score. Instant offense here in the bottom of the second. And here's Keaton Glover. Glover had last night off. He's been impressive in the early going here in seven games for us. Five doubles and a home run, seven RBI, and 16 runs scored. He's hitting .435 on base and right at .606. And he shows bunt here in the old 58-footer, bounces in front of the plate as he pulls it back. One ball, no strikes. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Enjoy a fresh, filling, and tasty meal with our subs, wraps, and salads. Order now at the Reading location, 835 Browning Street, right next to Trader Joe's. Order online, pick up to take fresh sandwiches with you to the lake or backyard pool. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Proud sponsors here, Colt 45's. Fastball up and away to Glover here. So he's seen one in the dirt and one up around his eyes and couple easy takes, half a minute hitters count, 2-0. Glover had a grand slam in the game last week. And a 2-0 pitch, looks like he's taken all the way. It's at the belt, 2-1. 10 out of 23 thus far with 7 walks and 2 stolen bases. 2-1 count now as Blackwell winds and delivers. Swing and a miss, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. A triple and a sac fly have us at 1 out and a tie ball game now as it's 2-2 here. Glover will be followed by Brendan Yawn, who's your catcher tonight. Up high, and it's going to go full now. So Blackwell throwing a lot of pitches here in the second after a relatively quick first. And a walk here as Glover reaches. Still only one out here, and that'll bring up Brendan Yawn. Brendan hitting .283 with 4 RBI in 17 contests thus far. He's 17 for 60. On base and right at .371. Went 1-for-4 in the loss last night. He was your DH last night, doing the catching here tonight for Matt Green. Big lead over there at first by Glover, who is a threat to go. He's got 2 stolen bases already on the year. And Blackwell, as we've already seen here, does not have a quick move to the plate with that big leg kick. There's a throw over to first, and diving back in is Glover. Blackwell comes set now, ready with the first pitch of the at-bat, and delivers. It's down low in the dirt. Snap throw down to first, and the first baseman had to come off the bag to keep that one from going into right field. That's Pettiner over there at first. 1 ball, no strikes here. Blackwell slowing things down with the man on base now. Curtis Perrin on deck. He would be next. Glover with a big lead over there at first now, and he's not going. And Young watches a breaking ball dip out of the zone, 2-0 now. Coming up on 8 o'clock here, we're in the bottom of the second. 2-2 already here. It was a pitcher's duel last night until the late innings. 45's lost a tough one, 7-5, as Cody Coggins threw six scoreless innings in the start, but what was a pitcher's duel early became a very different game in the last couple innings. Ended up being 7-5 after a 1-0 game into the seventh. 2-0 here on Yon out of Williston State College. Out in the Dakotas, throw over to first to check on Glover once again, and he's back. Blackwell comes set now. He's ready with the 2-0. That's down in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes. So Glover walks and now a 3-0 count on Yon. Next pitch for Blackwell will be number 29 here through 1 1/3. We'll see if Yon's got the green light here on 3-0. He's taken all the way. It's at the knees for a strike. 3-1. One run already home here in the second. 45's trying to add on. 3-1 count to the advantage of Brendan Yon here. Blackwell delivers. Swinging and a miss, and he didn't get cheated there. But he comes up empty. Three balls, two strikes now. And we'll see if they want to put Glover in motion over there at first. With one out and a full count here. Yon, a pretty good contact guy. Not a big strikeout total. So you feel somewhat comfortable maybe putting Glover in motion. They're going to check on him over there at first once again. About the fourth throw over. It's that bat alone, and Blackwell having PTSD from the first inning with Latrell Harris running wild. The first run of the ball game. Here's a full count on the way now. That ball is hit high and deep to left, and it's going to be off the base of the wall on a bounce. Around second, headed to third is Glover. Yon's going to roll into second, and that's a double. Second extra base hit of the inning is Yon. Squared up a 3-2 fastball, put it over the left fielder's head. That one got out of the infield in a hurry. Yeah, second and third now with only one out, and here's Curtis Perrin. Perrin at 263, one home run, seven RBIs. This is his ninth game of the year here. He's 5-for-19, but he's scored 11 times in large part due to 15 walks. He's on base at 583, good for second on the team. He's been an on-base machine all year long. Seven RBI in eight games in a prime spot here with runners on second and third and one out. Corner infielders are brought in even with the bag. Middle infielders. Well, the second baseman's up. Shortstop is back. And the outfield plays straight away for Perrin, who shows bunt and takes a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. And now Martin wants to go have a word with his catcher, or with his pitcher, pardon me, Blackwell. Triple, sack fly, walk, and a double. Has tied the game for the 45s, and they're threatening to take the lead here. Go ahead, run out there at third in the person of Keaton Glover after the double by Brendan Yon. Seventh double of the year for Yon, and an 0-1 count on the way here to Perrin. Up high with a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Perrin not in the lineup last night, went 0-for-2 with two walks, did score a run in the 8-0 win on Thursday over these same Fresno A's. One ball, one strike, one out. Blackwell delivers. And taken for a strike on the outside corner with a changeup by the looks of it. One ball, two strikes. Blackwell not afraid to throw changeups and curveballs here in any count based on the early going. He is not beholden to a fastball count, though Yon did get a fastball on 3-2 and tattoo it. 1-2 on the way to Perrin. Curveball is popped up on the infield. It's going to be out into shallow center now. This one could be trouble, and it's going to drop down. The shortstop cannot make the play. Tried to catch it with a basket catch out in shallow center with his back to the infield and drops it. Both runners are going to have to stay. Putty actually threw it behind Keaton Glover at third there. But Perrin is going to reach. And they're probably going to give him an E6 on that. So here's Latrell Harris. Singled back in the first on a hard hit ground ball into the hole that skipped into left. Stole second, stole third, and on the play in which he stole third, the ball went into left field. He trotted home for the first run of the game. Now here with a chance to drive in some runs and do some damage in a tie ball game. Bases full of 45s here for Latrell Harris. Blackwell delivers, swing and a miss on a curveball. No balls and a strike. Harris out of Simpson University in 9 games has 2 RBIs. He's been in the leadoff spot, or 1 or 2 spot, just about every game he's been in, so not a whole lot of RBI chances. 3 doubles out of his 13 hits in 35 at-bats. He has scored 12 times, including his 13th run tonight, so we can add on to those 2 RBIs. He watches one in the dirt. 4 ball. Last had an RBI on July 4th, 1-for-3, scored a run, and drove in a run against the Sierra Wolves, part of a 3-game sweep of the Sierra Wolves. And a fastball up and away, a snap throw down to first to get behind Perrin over there, and he's back. So Martin not afraid to uncork it to any base. You saw him snap throw down to second base behind a runner last night as well, which you see very rarely. 2-1 count here for Harris. As Blackwell continues to labor here in the second. Comes set, ready with the 2-1. Now he's going to step off. So Harris steps out. We'll resituate and line it up once again. Two-one to Harris. Curveball, just a bit high. 3 balls and a strike, and now in the danger zone with nowhere left to put him. And a beautiful hitter's count, 3-1 now. Harris a good bit to put it in play here. He's a good contact hitter. Can get a little greedy on 3-1, and he chops one foul to the left side. It's going to be 3-2 now. Glover at third, Yon at second, Perrin at first. So good speed at all 3 bags. And at the plate in Harris, who's got 7 stolen bases in just 9 games. 2 more tonight, so technically 9 in 10 games now. Long look in by Blackwell. Now he's ready. 3-2 to Harris. Called third strike on the outside corner. He froze him, and that's the second out of the inning. Big out there for Blackwell as it's going to be up to Devin Orr now. Left-handed hitting Devin Orr is 0-for-1. Struck out swinging and back in the first. A rare sight, just his 5th strikeout of the year. In over 80 plate appearances. And he'll need a hit here with 2 outs and the bases loaded. 1 run already home on a sack fly by Wilson Kessel. After Connor Fabian tripled to lead off the frame, and Orr taps one over to first on the big hop. He's going to be a race to first base, and he's out at first base. Very close. The pitcher covering first base just beat him there in a bang-bang play, and that'll end the inning. 1 run home. It's 2-2 as we head to the top of the third. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. And right now, Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969. The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the third here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you a KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. We're all tied up 2-2 as Matt Green starts his third inning of work here. A 1-2-3 second, so things trend in the right direction. 45's tied the game up in the bottom of the second. One run on two hits. Two runs, two hits, two errors for the visiting Fairfield, pardon me, Fresno A's. I'm having a flashback to a couple weeks ago with the Fairfield Indians. Perhaps wishful thinking myself since we swept those guys. Two runs on four hits and no errors for your hometown Reading Colt 45's. Due up here, it's going to be the top of the lineup for Fresno. Elijah Parks, Anthony Ward, Will Pettner, 1-2-3. Parks led off the game and took a two-strike pitch off the wrist on a play where it didn't look like he tried very hard to get out of the way. Came around to score the first run of the game on that two-run single by Chris Scott. That's been the extent of the hitting and the scoring for the A's thus far. Parks 1-for-4 last night, 2-for-4 on Thursday. And here's a chopper to the left side, Lively up with it. And on one pitch, it's a 5-3 putout. Parks is retired. That'll bring up Anthony Ward. Ward singled and scored the second run of the game. He's 1-for-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Enjoy a fresh, filling, and tasty meal with our subs, wraps, and salads. Order now at our Reading location, 835 Browning Street, right next to Trader Joe's. You can order online and pick up to take fresh sandwiches with you to the lake or backyard pool. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Big, slow curveball by Green to steal strike one there against Anthony Ward. No balls in a strike. Shadows have made their way to the outfield now as we're just past 8 o'clock here in the top of the third. A changeup there and a quick two strikes there on the soft stuff from Green. Hasn't even showed him the fastball, and he's already up 0-2. Ward singled to left his last time. A line drive between the third baseman and shortstop. And a fastball up high this time is 1-2. Tried to get him to raise the sight lines. Now you might see another soft one below the knees or a slider away. 1-2. Slider is down low, but he does not chase. 2-2. One out, nobody on here in the top of the third in a 2-2 ball game. Green ready with a two-ball, two-strike offering, and it's a swing and a miss on a fastball. Blew it right by him on the outside corner. Second strike out of the game thus far for Green. That'll bring up Will Pettner. Pettner sack bunt his last time to move the runners up. For Matt Green, that's strikeout number 40 on the season now. In exactly 37 innings. Two outs, nobody on for Pettner, and a curveball in the outside corner. He steals strike one that time as well. Looks like he's got a good feel for the off-speed stuff here in the third. Left-handed hitting Pettner awaiting an 0-1. Green working quickly. And a curveball that gets down in the dirt that time. Got a little with two on top of it. One ball, one strike. Levi Martin, the catcher, on deck. Should the inning continue? 1-1 is just a bit low with a fastball. Two balls and a strike. Green ready with a two-ball, one-strike offering, and that ball is going to be popped up over our heads towards the barbecue pit. A reminder, our next game tomorrow night, 7:15 against the same Fresno A's as we conclude our four-game series. Then we'll see you Wednesday night on the 19th for the Reading Ringtails on 7:15 first pitch. Next weekend, I'll be in Humboldt for our lone road trip of the year. Three games set against the Crabs, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. 2-2 pitches fouled back to the screen, and we'll line up and do it again here. Hard to believe, just 10 home games left after tonight. Sunday, Wednesday, the following Wednesday, and then the 27th through the 30th, four-game set. There's a single up the middle on a 2-2 fastball and a two-out base runner as Pettner reaches for the first time here. We'll play the Reading Ringtails each of the next three Wednesday nights, the 19th, 26th, and August 2nd. We will play single-game sets against the Reading Ringtails. Humboldt B-52 is our final four-game set. Will be the 27th through the 30th, and then our final two games will be against the Shasta County Sun Devils on the August 3rd and 4th, Thursday and Friday here. Hard to believe the season already 70% of the way done here. Green ready now to pitch to Martin and fires low with a fastball, 1-0. Left-handed hitting Martin popped out his first time into foul territory. Over on the third base side. Green out of the stretch, ready with a 1-0 now. There's a little chopper out in front of the mound. Looked like it was off the plate. Green's going to scoop it or try to and lose his footing, and he's going to be unable to make the play. And so that'll be they're going to give him an E1 there as he looked like Brendan Yawn might have had a slightly better angle coming out from behind the plate as that one just skipped off the plate and maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 feet down the first base line. So a tough E1 there as Pettner moves up to second following the single and an error with two outs here. And that'll bring up Chris Scott to a two out, two run single back in the first to drive in Parks and Ward. He takes a fastball at the knees, 0-1. Next pitch for Green will be number 44 here through 2 2/3. Right about where you want to be, about 15 pitches an inning or less. 0-1 to Scott is grounded to the left side. Lively takes it on the big hop and tags third base, which is about 2 feet to his right by the time he makes the play. And that'll end the inning. Fielder's choice, 5 unassisted. And they go down without scoring. We head to the bottom of the third, still tied 2-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45's have touched up starter Cody Blackwell for one run and two hits in each of the first two innings. It's a 2-2 tie as we head to the bottom of the third. It's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters for Reading. Austin Lively, Jackson Murphy, Connor Fabing. Lively, 1-for-1 with a single. Singled back to center in the first. Now with 28 hits and 57 at-bats, just a shade under 500 here in 15 games for Mr. Lively. Under the lights here, dusk fast approaching, just past 8 p.m. in the bottom of the third. We've got a good one going for you thus far. Tied up 2-2 here. First pitch to Lively from Blackwell is up high for a ball 1-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Fresh sandwiches made just for you at 835 Browning Street, right next door to Trader Joe's. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Stop by or order online to avoid the wait. Jersey Mike's, making subs since 1956. Swing and a miss on a pitch down below the knees with a fastball. One ball, one strike now. Blackwell, Murphy, pardon me, Lively, Murphy, and Fabing here against Blackwell. 1-1 on the way. And that one is outside for a ball. Looked like a changeup, 2-1. Lively awaiting a 2-1. Here it comes. It's down low for a ball. Three balls and one strike. Lively, a total contact hitter, has struck out just twice in 56 at-bats officially while drawing seven walks. So very rarely is he not going to put it in play. Called strike there on 3-1, and he thought he had another free pass worked, but it's a full count now. A number of the fans here behind home plate seem to agree with his assessment. So a full count offering here to start the first at bat of the third. Blackwell delivers, and that one is fouled down the first baseline. We'll line up and do it again here. So Lively getting a lot of pitches out of the starter here. Big hole on the right side. First baseman playing him right down the line. An extreme shift, and he goes right up the middle for his second single. Just about the same spot he put the last one back in the first. 2-for-2 now as he takes a full count offering right back through the box. That'll bring up Jackson Murphy. Murphy, a victim of some bad luck on his first at bat. Cued one off the end of the bat that spun right down to the first baseman, turned into a 3-6-3 double play. That was to end the first. We'll step in here with Lively at first. And we'll see if they want to put him in motion with nobody out. Murph, 8 home runs and 22 RBI on the campaign. Tied with Kessel for the RBI lead. And he watches one on the outside for a ball. 1-0. Lively takes a good size lead off first. Now stretches out a little bit more and a throw over to first. He dives back in head first safely. This one has been outside as well. Two balls and no strikes. Two close pitches. And Murphy with a hitter's count now. A week ago tonight, in an 8-4 victory over the Portland All-Stars, Jackson went 3-for-5 with two home runs. He was our player of the game that night. In the 8-4 victory, part of a 9-game winning streak. 45s have won 10 of their last 12. They're 19-9 on the season. Looking to get back in the win column tonight. Murphy steps out, asks for time. Still 2-0 here. Blackwell comes set of the belt and delivers. And a curveball, and out in front is Murphy with a swing and a miss. Two balls and one strike. Looking for the fastball there and didn't get it on 2-0. Connor Fabing on deck. He will hit next. He tripled and scored last time, leading off the second. 45 sent seven men to the plate, but left the bases loaded and scored just one in the second. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. It's a throw down to second, and the second baseman lost his footing and it goes into center field. It was a throw high and wide anyway, so I'm not sure if he would have been able to make the play, but Lively steals second. He's going to head all the way over to third. And he's at third with nobody out. As Murphy swung and missed, it's now 2-2. That was a Looked like a changeup down in the dirt. But he can drive in a run here with as little as a fly ball now. The go-ahead run over there at third with nobody out now. 45's forcing the issue here with the stolen base. Two by Harris in the first. And forcing an unfair error to score the first run of the game. And now Lively doing the same here in the third. Puts himself in good position to score as well. 2-2 on the way now to Murphy. Swing and a miss. He got him. And that'll be their first out of the inning. So here's Fabing. One for one with that aforementioned triple. And he'll have a chance to add to his RBI total here. In 23 games, he's driven in 20 runs. Five doubles, two triples, and two home runs for Connor. And infield's going to play normal depth here, so they'll trade an out for a run. And we're having a conversation here between the visiting manager and the home plate umpire, saying perhaps during the steal attempt by Lively that the swing and a miss by Murphy, where he was out on his front foot and swung at a pitch down in the dirt, that he's saying that there was interference with the catcher attempting to throw. That's the only conversation I can imagine happening here. I saw the motion of him imitating the swing. That's manager Tim Culver out there for the Fresno A's. He's reached satisfaction or at least conclusion of the conversation here, and it's going to be Fabing now. The runner on third and one out. 45's trying to retake the lead here, or rather take the lead for the first time, I should say. They trailed 2-1 after one. Tied it in the second. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat, and he taps it foul, 0-1. Fabing out of Hollister, California. Pretty part of the state down there. Pitcher working out of the windup here with the runner on third. That ball is low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out now. Wilson Kessel on deck. He had that sack fly back in the last inning to tie the game. Fabing looking to untie it here on a 1-1 count. And a breaking ball that doesn't quite hit the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. Say this for Blackwell, he's not afraid to throw that curveball on any count. Ahead in the count, behind in the count. He is not afraid to break it out. Here's a 2-1 pitch. There's another one, and he gets a swing and a miss this time. They've been looking for the hard stuff, and it's 2-2. Looks like a right-hander warming down there. Pardon me, a left-hander warming down in the bullpen for the visitors. Early here in the third, so perhaps Blackwell, all these pitches, has a hard cap. As Fabing pops one out of play down the left side, that's going to get out of play over the home dugout. It's actually off the roof of the home dugout there. Still 2-2. Still only one out here in the third. Blackwell gets the sign from Martin. Now he's ready. 2-2 on the way to Fabing. Down in the dirt, he bounced it in front of the plate, and it's an easy take. Count goes full now. Lively had to stay put as the ball was smothered there by Martin. So with first base open, we'll see how much strike zone he wants to bite off here on 3-2 to Fabing. He delivers, and that's a hard hit ground ball up the middle. That's going to score the run. 6-3 on the put out, and Fabing's got an RBI. It's 3-2 Redding. So he comes through there with an RBI ground out. He's now got a triple and a run scored and an RBI here through three innings. Lively comes around to score with two outs and nobody on. It's 3-2 Redding now as they take their first lead here of the ball game. So here's Wilson Kessel. Sack fly in his center as last time. Kessel was in left field last night. He's your DH here tonight, part of that three-headed catching contingent with Ben Kerner and Brendan Yawn. Yawn doing the catching tonight. Kerner with a solo home run last night. His second on the year, so a lot of offense out of the backstop position for the 45s this year. He's had to find extra ways to get him in the lineup. We've seen Kessel in left field. We've seen Kerner at third base. This one's up high. It's two balls and no strikes on Washington native Wilson Kessel. Duo on the way here. That ball is popped up on the infield a mile high. Third baseman Gonzalez is calling for it. Now doing the pop-up dance, and it's going to drop. That's going to be a single as nobody touched it. Gonzalez called for it. And then he and Ward, the shortstop, end up looking at each other as it bounces about 2 feet away from both of them. And that's going to be an error, even though it was untouched. And E5 will put Kessel on first base with two out. And here's Keaton Glover. And you don't want to give good teams extra outs, even with nobody on base. And it'll be up to Glover to make him pay here. Reached on a walk his last time before being stranded back in the second. He's been a bright spot since showing up. He's only played in seven games. He's already driven in seven runs and scored 16 times. This ball is a little nubber out into center field. This one's going to have a chance to get down, and no, it's going to be caught in center field as it hangs up just long enough. A fly out to center will end the inning, but one more run for the 45s. They take the lead. 3-2 now as we head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Matt Green's thrown two scoreless innings in a row and has been staked to a 3-2 lead here by his offense, and he'll start the fourth inning here. Due up here for the visitors. Looks like it's going to be the 6-7-8 hitters, Marco Gonzalez, Alex Robinson, and Brandon Hepp. Each of those gentlemen 0-for-1 thus far. Gonzalez out on a fielder's choice for the final out of the first inning. The third baseman steps in here. For Fresno, two runs on three hits and four errors. For your Reading Colt 45s, three runs on five hits and one error. Single runs in the first, second, and third here to take the lead. And a big slow curveball doesn't quite make it back down from Green to steal a strike. One ball and no strikes. Blackwell's already thrown 57 pitches. Through three innings, Green with 45 through three, and a called strike here. It's one ball, one strike. Green looking for his third win on the year. Came into tonight 2-2 with a 2.62 ERA. And ground ball to third. Lively with a strong throw across the diamond to get Gonzalez. 5-3 on the putout. And there's one down. Here's Alex Robinson, grounded out to the pitcher his last time. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Enjoy a fresh, filling, and tasty meal with our subs, wraps, and salads. Order now at our Reading location, 835 Browning Street, right next to Trader Joe's. You can order online and pick up to take fresh sandwiches with you to the lake or backyard pool. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Called strike here on the outside corner to Robinson, 0-1. Our thanks to all our friends at Jersey Mike's. Your Colt 45s. Curveball here doesn't quite make it back to the zone. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike, one out here. Green trying to go through the bottom of the lineup here. 6-7-8 in the fourth. And here's a ground ball out to short for Devin Orr. Up on the big hop. Nice movement to his left to throw it to Fabing. 6-3 on the putout. Making it look easy, and there's two down for Brendan Hepp. Lined out right back to Matt Green his last time. A little soft liner that was spared by the 6-5 right-hander for the second out of the second inning. And here's hoping he'll be the third out of the fourth inning. As Green has settled into a nice groove here. Has allowed just one hit in the last 2 2/3. And struck out two. There's a pitch that just misses, one ball, no strikes. Just shy of 8:30 here in the top of the fourth. Brandon Hepp waiting a 1-0 pitch here from Matt Green. Called strike in the knees. One ball, one strike. This series all tied up 1-1. 45s won 8-0 on Thursday before dropping game two last night, 7-5. This ball is popped foul down the third baseline out of play. Over the VIP pavilion down there. Green ahead 1-2 here, looking to put Hep away. Steps back in, now he's ready. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. And did he go? No, he did not. Green looked like he was about two steps toward the dugout. Thought he had a strike out there, but it's two balls and two strikes. This ball is popped up out of play over towards the laser tag over here in South City Park. Mentioned the VIP Pavilion down there. Patients Hospital of Reading down there tonight. Only local hospital with all private suites. One nurse for every 2 to 3 patients. Food prepared by a gourmet chef and one of the lowest infection rates in the nation. Patients Hospital, rated number one in the USA for patient satisfaction. When you need surgery, choose Patients Hospital. Proud sponsor of your Colt 45s down in our VIP Pavilion tonight for your next family or a corporate event. Think about the VIP Pavilion down the third baseline. You and up to 50 guests. Get a ticket, a meal, a drink. Great group rates are available. Contact Reading Colt 45s for more information. Just 10 home games left on the year. This one's fouled out of play again, and good battle here with two outs and nobody on. Still 2-2 is Hep, who is a scrapper by any definition of the word. Continues to fight off tough pitches. Another 2-2, and he pops this one up over our heads over towards the barbecue. We've only got so many baseballs here before the end of the evening. Pardon me, the count is 3-2. Hep did take a pitch to push it full. Just now got put up on the scoreboard. Full count offering on the way now. That ball is chopped to the left side. Lively's going to take it over at third, cutting across and moving to his left. Throws him out. 5-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3, go the A's. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Discover the new Kia at Reading Kia for the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Reading Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or a community event like the Reading Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Reading Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Reading Kia difference.
Reading Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
ReadingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Reading Colt 45's leading 3-2. Brendan Yawn's going to start us off. He'll be followed by Curtis Perrin and Latrell Harris. Yawn doubled back in the second, one for one. We've got a watermelon eating contest broken out here between innings. A lot of fun between innings for the kids. Bring the kids, bring the whole family here. One of our 10 remaining home games on the year. Go to ReddingColt45s.com for the entire schedule. We'll have another one for you tomorrow night and Wednesday the 19th. And then we take a week on the road before we return on July 26th and play Wednesday through Sunday, five games in five nights before we finish out the game on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of August. 5 Browning Street, right next to Trader Joe's. Order online and pick up to take the sandwiches with you. Legendary parties made easy with Jersey Mike's. Proud sponsors here, Colt 45s. Change up here on 0-1 finds the knee-high location once again. It's 0-2 now on Yawn. Yawn Perrin Harris here in the home half of the fourth. Blackwell out of the windup, ready with an 0-2 now. Swing and a miss on a curveball, and Yawn down on strikes. He's one for two now tonight. That'll bring up Curtis Perrin. Reached on an error his last time. He's 0 for 1 officially.
Your second baseman, number 9, Curtis Perrin.
Left-handed hitting Curtis Perrin out there now. Out of Seattle University, native of Vancouver, Washington. Want to say hello to everybody listening on KCNR1460.com up there in the Evergreen State, one of the most beautiful parts of the country. Got some family up there myself. I'll be up there in August myself. Looking forward to it. Perrin fouls that one off down the right field line, 0-1. A strong Washington contingent on the team this year. A number of Seattle U guys and some Washington natives from other colleges as well. Here's an 0-1, and Perrin watches it outside for a ball on the changeup. 1-1 now. Single runs in the first, second, and third for the 45s. Have erased a two-run lead from the top of the first for the visitors. It's 3-2 here in the fourth. Perrin lines a solid single into right field. And that's a one-out hit here. First hit of the ball game for Curtis. And that turns it over to Latrell Harris now. Singled, stole a couple bags, and scored in the first. Struck out looking in the second, 1-for-2. For Perrin, that's hit number 6 on the season. Blackwell comes set, first pitch here to Harris, and he shows bunt. It skips past the catcher, and down to second will go Perrin. So no need to bunt now as he gets a free 90 feet. And now the ball gets thrown past the pitcher and glances off of the middle umpire there. Don't see that very often. So a free 90 feet for Harris, or for Perrin, pardon me. With that last hit, Perrin's average now up to 286 on the season. RBI chance now here for Latrell. 2 RBI on the campaign. In 9 games thus far. 1-0 pitch. Hard hit ball down the left field line. Is it going to be fair or foul? It is a fair ball. Down into the corner. Perrin will score easily standing up. Harris, who runs well around second, and he's going to put down the anchor. RBI double for Latrell Harris. It's 4-2. Nice piece of hitting there as he roped it down the line for an RBI double. Single and a double now for Latrell. 2-for-3 out of the leadoff spot. And here's Devin Orr. He'll have a chance for an RBI himself. He's got 8 on the campaign, scored 26 times in 19 games himself, typically in the 1 or 2 spot. Good speed out of second. Harris, he stole third the last time he was out there. We'll see if he's got the green light again. He goes. Here's a curveball, throw down to third, and he is out at third base. Beautiful throw by Martin, and Harris, who looked like he may not have gotten the best jump there, picked the right pitch to go on as he picked the curveball, but Martin comes up firing and cuts him down. Caught stealing for the second out of the inning, and there's 2 outs with nobody on now. For Blackwell, who looks like he's going to stay in the stretch. And now he backs out and he's going to go in the windup, ready with the 0-1. Curveball there, tapped foul down the right field line out in front. Right-hander warming down in the bullpen there for Fresno. As the 45s have scored a single run in each of the first 4 innings here, they lead 4-2. Looks like number 19 out there, that's Jacob Rosie, a right-hander. Have not seen him in the first 2 games of this series yet. Count is 0-2 here on Orr. That ball is fouled back straight to the screen and bongs off the pole out towards third base. So we'll get a new baseball here. Orr, a native of Roseville, California, plays his ball down at CSU Monterey Bay. Waiting on an 0-2 here from Blackwell, who's had 1 strikeout in each of the first 4 innings while yielding a run in each of the first 4 innings. This ball is flown down the left field line out of play, foul over the VIP pavilion. Down left field line, still 0-2. For Blackwell, next pitch he throws will be number 78 through just 4 2/3 here. Toes the rubber, now ready with another 0-2 to Orr. That ball is grounded out to second base. Up with it is Parks and throws him out 4-3, and that'll end the inning. 1 run and home for the 45, stretches the lead to 4-2. We head to the top of the 5th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the 5th here as Matt Green gets ready to start his 5th inning of work. He's thrown 3 scoreless here. And his stake to a 4-2 lead. 2 runs on, 3 hits, 4 errors for the visiting Fresno A's. 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error for your hometown Reading Colt 45s. And it'll be the 9-1-2 hitters here for the visitors. Leading off, it's going to be center fielder Eric Flores. He struck out looking his first time back in the 2nd. Flores, Parks, Ward here, 9-1-2. In the 5th, should the Colt 45 throw a scoreless 5th inning here? It's what we like to call the frozen 5th, discount ice cream for all fans in attendance. And if the last few innings are any indicator of what's to come, it's a very good chance that'll come to pass. Green has allowed just two base runners in the last three innings, one hit and one error, while we're retiring nine out of the last 11 hitters he's faced. Called strike here. It's one ball and one strike now on Flores. Flores still looking for his first hit of the series. Not in the lineup last night. Was hitless on Thursday in the loss. 1-1 on the way is a curveball, and he's way out in front. One ball, two strikes. So Green ahead here with the pitcher's count 1-2 now. One-two pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He blew the fastball right by him, and that's another strike out there. One out now. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Fresh sandwiches made just for you at 835 Browning Street, right next to Trader Joe's. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Stop by or order online to avoid the wait. That's Jersey Mike's, making sandwiches since 1956. So it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here now for Parks, as it's going to be the left-handed hitting Dubriel. It looks like number 22, Austin Dubriel. He batted ninth and played left field last night. He tries to bunt here, and it's a foul tip for a strike. One ball, one strike now. Dubriel played left field and drew a walk last night and singled in four plate appearances, one for three with a walk, scored one run. And this one misses down low. Two balls in a strike now. So not sure what the issue is there with Parks, who pitched last night. In addition to playing second base, he started all three games of this series. And it's a called strike in the outside corner, 2-2 now on Dubriel. So if you're scoring at home in the number one spot, you've got Austin Dubriel, number 22, as of the fifth. 2-2 pitch here from Green is a pitch down in the dirt that skips away from Yon. It's a swing and a miss and strike three, but reaching first will be Dubriel. So the ever-rare strikeout, but reach on the drop third strike. And there's one out with the runner on first for Ward now. So statistically, the third strikeout of the game here for Green. Pardon me, fourth strikeout of the game for Green. One in the second, one in the third, two now in the fifth. One out and a runner on first. It's Dubriel for Mr. Ward here. Anthony Ward singled and scored back in the first, struck out in the third, one for two. Middle infielders Oren Perrin shading toward the bag looking for a double play. Lively and faving the corner infielders, guarding the lines. Run, pitch, throw over to first, and they picked him off. He's out. Matt Green, with a beautiful move, had Dubriel leaning the wrong way. And a caught stealing. Beautiful pickoff move there by Green. Can't do it much better than that. And there's two down now. And the lonely feeling of the walk back to the dugout after being picked off. There's a curveball down in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. As Green, who early had command of that curveball, has not been able to locate it early in the count, as we sometimes see him do the last inning or two. Here's a 2-0 now, and the fastball is down low and away, and he's upset with himself now as it's 3-0. Takes a walk off the back of the mound and rubs up the baseball. Green, knock on wood, is yet to issue a walk here tonight. Has hit one batter, struck out four, and allowed just three hits. Called strike there, and it's three balls and one strike now. There's 3-1 on the way now, and it's fouled back out of play, and from 3-0, it's back to a full count now. For Green, that was pitch number 70. Through 4 2/3 here. Full count on the way now to Ward. Green fires, and the fastball is up a bit high, and he walked him. So Ward will be a two-out base runner now. For Will Pettner, sack bunt and a single, one for one in two plate appearances. for Pettner. First baseman had three RBI and a run scored last night in the 7-5 Fresno victory. This series all tied up 1-1. 45s have not lost a series in quite some time. Took two out of three from the Portland All-Stars. A three-game sweep prior to that. And it looks like we've got time called at the plate at the very last second. Forty-fives with a four-game sweep of the Fairfield Indians, a three-game sweep of the Sierra Wolves, two out of three against the Portland All-Stars. 10 out of their last 12. And this one skips past Yawn, and moving out to second base now is Ward. As it's one ball, no strikes now on Pettner. And manager Greg Catterae going to come out and have a word with Yawn and Green on the mound. It's a 4-2 ball game here in the top of the fifth. There's a runner on second with two outs. And the number three hitter, Will Pettner, who's already got a single. That was back in the third. He ended up stranded at second in that inning. After reaching with two outs. And Catterae wants to make sure he's on the same page with his young right-hander. Who's in line for a win here. Assuming he can get through the top of the fifth here, where he needs just one more out to qualify for the win. And now Catterae having something to say with the home plate umpire. Not sure what that's concerning, but we're just about ready for baseball here once again. So the runner moves up to second on the passed ball. Not sure if they want to call it a passed ball or a wild pitch. After the two-out walk, so Pettner with an RBI chance here. Runner on second and two down. Heading the count 1-0. Green gets the sign from Yawn. Now he's ready. And a fake throw behind the second as Orr sneaking in behind the runner. Just to let him know they're thinking about him out there. About a quarter to nine here under the lights at Tiger Field. We've got a good one going for you here. 4-2. Runner goes from second. Green fires high. And no throw down to third as a huge jump out at second results in a steal of third by Ward. So a runner at third now. As Pettner with two down is still going to have to come through the hit here. Two balls and no strikes. Little chopper to the left side. Charging is lively. His only play is going to be at first. And he throws him out. 5-3. Making it look easy. And that'll end the inning. One runner left. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 4-2 running. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
45s lead it 4-2 here as we start the bottom of the fifth. Discount ice cream for everybody here as the visitors were held scoreless in the top of the fifth, what we like to call the frozen fifth. Due up here, it's Austin Lively, Jackson Murphy, Connor Fabing, 3-4-5, part of the lineup Here in the fifth, single run scored in each of the first four innings for the 45s. Lively led off the third with a single, stole a base, and eventually scored the third run of the game back in the third. Here's a ground ball out to second base on the first pitch. Up with it and over to first. For the first out of the inning is Hep, who has moved over to second base now, as Parks is out of the game, and Lively is retired for the first time tonight, 2-for-3 now. And here's Jackson Murphy, grounded into a double play and struck out 0-for-2 so far tonight. So Cody Blackwell, the right-hander, winds and delivers. First pitch is up high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Enjoy fresh, filling, and tasty meals with our subs, wraps, and salads. Order now at our Reading location at 835 Browning Street, right next to Trader Joe's. Order online and pick up fresh sandwiches to take with you. Legendary parties made easy with Jersey Mike's. Two balls and no strikes now as this one's up high to Murphy. Hitters count here in a fastball count. We'll see if he actually gets one. Blackwell's been stingy with the fastballs. And delivers low that time. Three balls and no strikes. Looked like it was a fastball, but not in the zone. And a 3-0 count now. We'll see if he's got the green light. Blackwell kicks and fires. And taking all the way at the belt for a strike, 3-1. Fibbing up, due up next. He's tripled and scored. He's also driven in a run with an RBI ground out. 3-1 to Murphy is low and away, and he walked him. So Murphy on base for the first time tonight with a base on ball here with one out in the fifth. And here's Fabing, driven in on a sack fly by Kessel in the second after leading off with a triple off the wall in right center. And grounded out to shortstop in the third to drive in Austin Lively from third base. Couple good at-bats here for the CSU Monterey Bay first baseman out of Hollister, California. Big hole on the right side with Murphy being held on over there at first by Pettner. As another right-hander starts to warm in the bullpen for the visitors. Throw over to first by Blackwell to check on Murphy. Fabing and then Kessel here against Blackwell. First pitch of the at-bat here to Connor on the way. Up and away with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. One ball, no strikes here on Fibbing. Blackwell out of the stretch, kicks and fires. Lined into left field. That's going to be caught on the run. No, it's going to skip off the glove into the wall. Murphy's going to head over to third. Fibbing's going to head up to second. That's probably going to be an E7. Yes, it is. As a sinking line drive was hooking away from him, Fibbing inside out of it and hit it hard. But a play that the left fielder is probably going to tell you he should have made. That's the player who just came into the game a few moments ago. That's Dubriel out there and left as Hep has moved to second. So charge it an E7 there. Fabing all the way up to second. And Murphy to third with one out here. 45's right back in business now. As there's been a number of some sloppy defensive plays here. That's the fifth error on the night for Fresno. Two runs, three hits, five errors for the visitors. Four runs, seven hits, just one error for the 45s. And Kessel steps in here with a great opportunity. Runners on second and third and one down. He's already driven in one run with a sack fly here tonight. Now tops on the team in that category with his 23rd on the season. And he'll try to drive in Murphy, who's second on the team with 22, for his 24th RBI here. Possibly 25th if he can get Fabing in from second as well. Curveball drops in at the knees. 0-1 as Blackwell has gone to that pitch early and often here. Throwing just enough fastballs and changeups to keep him honest. But he loves to throw that bender. It's 0-1. And Kessel hits a changeup foul down the third baseline. So he chops it just to the left of the coacher's box. Justin Sebesma, the hitting coach out there. 45s are managed by Greg Catteray, a 10-year MLB veteran, member of the 1988 American League champion Oakland A's that went to the World Series that year. Pitching coach Barrick Fasking, hitting coach Justin Sebesma here. 45s 19-9 on the season, looking for their 20th win here in 29 contests. 0-2 on Kessel, and he chops one foul down the right side, a curveball on the outside that he just slapped at. No legs in that swing, but he stays alive, still 0-2. As I mentioned, single runs in the first four innings. 45's looking to put up a crooked number here in the fifth. They can do it on one swing of the bat here by Kessel. Who came in tonight hitting 365. Waiting on an 0-2 now. This one is a little soft liner. It's going to be caught by the second baseman out there off the end of the bat there and just kind of cued it. And it ends up right in the hands of the second baseman. So scored a line out to number four. And there's two down now. And that'll bring up Keaton Glover. Glover walked back in the second before flying out to center in the third. He's 0 for 1 in two plate appearances. Up here in an RBI spot, he's got 7 RBI in 7 games. In limited action here for the 45s. One home run, 7 RBI to go along with 5 doubles. And he watches one down low for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Coming up on 9 o'clock here in the bottom of the fifth, 45s leading 4-2, looking to add on. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday night here with us for Saturday Night Baseball on KCNR. Blackwell ready with a 1-0 here to Keaton Glover. And that one's down in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. And if you're like me, you woke up this morning with breakfast at Wimbledon, watched 37-year-old Serena Williams fall just short of her first Grand Slam title in almost 9 years. The oldest woman to make a Grand Slam final at the age of 37 in over 20 years. She would have been the oldest woman to win a Grand Slam in the Open era. But Garbin Muguruza comes out with her Grand Slam title. This one is down in the dirt, 3 balls and no strikes. Of course, tomorrow I'll be watching Breakfast Wimbledon with the incomparable Roger Federer, who at 35 will be going for his 8th Wimbledon, which would be a record for the men. In his record-shattering 19th Grand Slam, breaking his own record. Truly one of the great athletes we've ever seen. 3 balls and no strikes here on Glover. Taken all the way, and it drops in there for a strike with what else? That curveball, 3-1. He might have better command of that pitch than the fastball by the looks of it here. When he really needs a strike, that's the pitch he goes to. What they like to call at the higher levels, pitching backwards. Hitters count, though, 3-1 here. We'll see if he comes in with anything other than that big curveball. And he does not. It's a off-speed pitch for a strike, 3-2 now. Looked like a changeup that time. Still runners on second and third with a full count now and two outs. Next pitch will be number 93 here. Through 4 2/3 for Blackwell. They have really made him work out there. And a called third strike at the knees, and Glover is the third out of the inning. So the 45s held scoreless in the fifth for the first time tonight. We head to the top of the sixth, 4-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball and KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Getting ready to start the top of the sixth here, 4-2 Redding. Let's get you some scores from around the league. Good news for A's fans, 5-3 win for the A's. They come from behind with 1 in the eighth and 2 in the ninth to beat Cleveland in Oakland, 5-3. Bad news for the Giants, 5-3 loss to the Padres here tonight. Madison Bumgarner making his first start since April. Struck out the side in the first, but the Giants lose that one. They dropped to 35-57, 22 games under 500. A's now 41-50, just 9 games under 500. Rangers over the Royals in Kansas City, 1-0. Dodgers over the Marlins in Miami, 7-1. Rockies get pounded by the Mets in New York, 9-3. 3-2 Brewers over Philly in Milwaukee. Braves over the Diamondbacks, 8-5 in Atlanta. And the Astros lose at home in Houston to the Twins, 4-2. Leading off here against Matt Green, it's going to be the left-handed hitting cleanup hitter. It's Levi Martin. He's reached on an error and popped out 0-2. Martin is your beer batter tonight. Discount beer for the remainder of the inning should he oblige the fans with a strikeout. First two pitches miss here, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. That one's just a little bit low. Green, frustrated, takes a walk off the back of the mound. For Green, he's really only allowed one hit that mattered, a two-hit single in the first. He has been very good since then. Get to the line on Matt. As this one is foul down the right field line, hit well, but foul. For Green, he's pitched 5 innings, given up just 3 hits, 2 runs, both of which were earned, 4 strikeouts against just 1 walk. And it hasn't taken a prodigious amount of pitches to do it. Next pitch for him will be number 78. Well, his hit out to center field and hit well, but Harris on the run into right center is going to make the play on the run in the gap. Great coverage there by the speedy Latrell Harris. Takes away extra bases. Scored a line out to number 8. And there's one down here. Chris Scott will be due up next. Martin, Scott, and Gonzalez. 4, 5, 6 hitters here for the visitors. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Fresh sandwiches made just for you at 835 Browning Street, right next door to Trader Joe's here in Reading. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Stop by or order online to avoid the wait. Here's a soft line drive to shortstop, and Devin Orr makes play. There's quick 2 down. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's making sandwiches since 1956. Green with a quick 2 outs here as he's cruising right along. Score that a line out to number 6. And Marco Gonzalez steps up. 2 ground outs to him. He's hit the ball to third base both times. Green gets the sign from Yon and delivers a curveball, steals a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Working quickly, the 0-1 pitch is down in the dirt. Got him onto the changeup. Great two-pitch sequence there. Steals the strike with the curveball in the zone. Then you throw the changeup that drops out of the zone and get a swing through. It's 0-2. Now you can go any way you want because he's missed the first 2 pitches he's thrown. You haven't even shown him the fastball. Gives him the changeup down in the dirt again. He obliges, and on 3 pitches he strikes out. Throw it down to first base for the formality. Strikeout and 2-3 on the putout, and 1-2-3 go the A's in the sixth. We head to the bottom of the sixth, still 4-2 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
45s held scoreless in the bottom of the fifth for the first time tonight. They scored one run in each of the first four innings. They lead 4-2 here. Behind Matt Green, Brendan Yawn's going to lead off the sixth inning here. He led off the fourth inning as well, 1-for-2. Doubled back in the second. Yawn Perrin Harris here in the home half of the sixth against Blackwell. First pitch down the dirt. 1-0, no strikes. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Fresh sandwiches made just for you at 835 Browning Street right next to Trader Joe's. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Stop by or order online to avoid the wait. That's Jersey Mike's, making sandwiches since 1956. Second pitch is down the dirt as well, and Yawn ahead 2-0 now without even being tempted by either of those first two. Brendan had his seventh double earlier this game here, leading off here in the sixth. Waits on a 2-0. It's way outside, and three pitches and threes he takes for the Reno native. And he walked him, so leadoff base runner here in the home half. I'm going to bring up Curtis Perrin. Second time on base there for Yawn now. A hit and a walk. And here's Perrin, singled and scored back in the fourth. Scored on an RBI double by Latrell Harris. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound here as Blackwell issues a leadoff base runner here in the sixth. 2 runs, 3 hits, 5 errors for the visitors. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for hometown 45s. Next pitch by Blackwell will be number 98 here in the bottom of the sixth. So with the right-hander warming, you got to figure he's down to his last few hitters here. Barring a quick conclusion to the inning. And when Curtis Perrin comes up, we don't expect a quick conclusion to anything. The 45's resident on-base machine has singled and reached on an error here tonight. Swing and a miss on a pitch, low and away. No balls and a strike. For Perrin, he comes in having reached, as I mentioned, twice already, on basing at 583, so that's going to go up. Though technically, reaching on an error does not add to your on-base percentage. So that 583 should go slightly down, having reached one time in two plate appearances. But if the track record is any indicator, statistically, very good chance they'll reach right here, 0-1. Another throw over to first to check on Yawn. Two in a row now, and Perrin's still waiting for an 0-1. Curtis Perrin, and it's a curveball in the outside corner called strike two, 0-2 now. Some other scores from around the league. Nationals over the Reds in Cincinnati, 10-7. Seattle beats the White Sox in Chicago, 4-3. Pirates lose at home in Pittsburgh to the St. Louis Cardinals, 4-0. Cubs pound the Orioles in Baltimore, 10-3. Jake Arrieta gets his ninth win. Detroit Tigers, 11-1 over the Blue Jays in Detroit. 0-2 on the way here to Perrin, and it's lined out into center field, and that's going to be a hit. Nice piece of two-strike hitting there by Perrin. He's got his second hit of the night here. 2-for-3 now. What did I say about statistics earlier? I don't recall. First and second now. Here's Latrell Harris, RBI double his last time. He's 2 for 3 now. A double and a single. He's scored a run, stolen two bases, and driven in a run. And it looks like that's going to be all, as we're going to have a pitching change here. We'll take a short 60-second break. Right back with more Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher for the visitors here with two on and nobody out here as the first two runners reached against the starter, Blackwell. Cody Blackwell has been lifted 5 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 of which are earned, 3 walks against 5 strikeouts. And he gave up a single run in each of the first 4 innings and is responsible for the runners on first and second, following a leadoff walk to Yon and a single to Curtis Perrin on 0-2. Your new right-hander is going to be Jacob Rosey, R-O-S-E-Y, number 19. Looks to be about a 6'2 right-hander. And he's going to face Latrell Harris here. He's had a good night thus far, had his third RBI on the season. In his last bat in the fourth, drove in Perrin from first base with a double. Second base with a double as Perrin advanced on a pass ball there. Perrin stands at first, Yon at second this time for Harris. So Harris will be the first to get a crack here at Jacob Rosey, who we have not seen yet in either of the first two games of this series. So our first look at him here. Looked like he had pretty good velocity in the warm-up tosses. Infield is in here. Corner infielders in even with the bag. Middle infielders playing for a double play with no out and runners on first and second. First pitch is a curveball in the outside corner. Spins it in there for a strike, 0-1. Orr on deck, awaiting his next at-bat. Rosie comes set, ready with an 0-1. That ball is lined out into center field. It's going to get over the shortstop's heading in for a single. The center fielder has it kick off his glove and roll by him, and we're going to run for a while. Scoring all the way from first is Perrin without a throw. Harris is rounded third. They're going to bring him home. Here's a play at the plate. He is safe. Latrell Harris scores all the way on a misplayed ball in center that turns into a Little League home run. What an exciting play there for Curtis. Latrell Harris with an inside the park Little League home run. We'll see what they actually want to call it. It's at least a two-run single, or at least an RBI single, I should say. Don't know if Perrin would have scored from first on that play had it been fielded cleanly. You would think not. Scored easily without a throw. He had scored from first by the time the ball was picked up in center as it kicked off the center fielder's glove and rolled past him. Latrell Harris never stopped and slid under a tag at home for a three spot. What an exciting play there. As Rosie comes in and promptly unloads the bases. 7-2 Redding here. And Orr hits one off the fist and fights it off down the left field line. That's going to get down behind third base. A little bloop behind third base finds some grass in the shallow left field line area. And a hit there for Orr. He's on base for the first time tonight, 1 for 4. Still waiting to see how they're going to score that Harris one. They're going to give him a double. So Latrell Harris has a double. And they're going to give him one RBI there as well. So a double and an RBI. And he and Perrin score on the error. And a three spot here in the bottom of the sixth. 45s have opened it up a little bit here. Here is Austin Lively now. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. And you felt with those single runs in the first, second, third, and fourth, it was just a matter of time before they put a crooked number up there in this 45s offense, which has been just impressive all season long. Puts up a three spot here. It's 7-2. Rosie fires a pitch down low, and it's one ball, one strike. Lively fouled off the first pitch and watches one of the shoe tops that time. After Orr singled to left, he's now 1-for-4 tonight. Latrell Harris now 3-for-4, two doubles, two runs scored, two RBI, and two stolen bases at the leadoff spot. Here's a pitch high and deep to left, but it's going to stay in the ballpark just in front of the warning track and left. Is Dubreuil, and he's going to make the play. So Lively has retired. Scored a fly out to number 7. He's now 2-for-4. That'll ring up Murphy. Murphy walked his last time in the fifth. Reached once in three plate appearances. Grounded out and struck out his first two times. So with one out now and a runner on first, Rosie will face the powerful Jackson Murphy out of Chico, California. 8 home runs, 22 RBI on the campaign. The 45's leading home run hitter and right up at the top there with RBI as well. And the throw over to first to check on Orr, who runs well, so definitely a stolen base threat. Still just 7-2 here. This one not out of the reach by any stretch of the imagination. This one is a fastball away that very nearly gets past the catcher, way outside, one ball, no strikes. Three hits, and they are going to give him two RBI. So for Harris, they give him two RBI on that double. So three RBI and three hits here tonight for Latrell Harris. This one is skied out to shallow center, or right center, I should say. Moving over is the right fielder, and he's going to make the play. That's Scott out there in right, Chris Scott. Makes the play in right center, scored a fly out to number 9. Murphy 0 for 3 now with a walk. And here's Connor Fabing. Reached on an error his last time on a pop-up. Or rather on a line drive to the left, pardon me. He's also tripled and scored and has an RBI ground out. Officially a 1 for 2. Or at first now with 2 down for the left-handed hitting Fabing. Against Rosie, and here's a break ball that doesn't quite make it back to the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Three runs home here in the sixth. 45s have stretched it out to 7-2 now. They've scored in every inning but the fifth. Single runs in the first through the fourth, and a three spot here. Rosie fires, and that one is outside with a changeup. Fabian being held up, it's 2-0. Fresno got the win last night 7-5 after losing the opener on Thursday night 8-0. We'll do it again tomorrow night in game 4 of this series. 45 trying to get win number 20 on the season here. Line drive to left field, and Fabings put one in the left center field gap. Stopping at second is Devin Orr, and that's another hit there for Fabing. 2-for-4 now tonight. Or pardon me, 2-for-3. He grounded out for an RBI, so a triple and a single now for Fabing, and that'll bring up Wilson Kessel. Reached on an error, lined out, and has a sack fly for an RBI. 0 for 2 in three plate appearances with an RBI for Wilson. He's your DH tonight. First and second here with 2 down. Outfield and the infield playing him to pull. Rosie comes set, checks the runner at second, or now he delivers. That ball is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Fresh, filling, and tasty meals with their subs, wraps, and salads. Order now at their Reading location, 835 Browning Street, right next to Trader Joe's. Order online and pick up to take them with you. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. One pitch is up and away to Kessel, one ball, one strike. Kessel looking to add on here. 45s with three runs here already in the bottom of the sixth. Two outs. Not done yet. One of their best RBI guys at the plate. 1-1. Is a swing and a miss on a curveball. Snap throw down to second. Now they got the runner picked off between second and third. Or now the here goes the throw to third. Back to second. He's going to try and slide in, and he is retired. So that's going to be a caught stealing, and Orr runs himself into the third out, and he's upset with himself out there. So caught stealing will end the inning. Kessel will lead off the seventh now. We head to the top of the seventh. 7-2 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Julie, and we own Guild Beauty Bar, located in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
We specialize in creatively shaping eyebrows that uniquely fit every one of our clients.
And we also offer all facial and body waxing services, makeup by my partner, Brittany Bear.
Extreme eyelash extensions by my partner, Julie. PCA peels, and our newest addition, microblading.
We welcome all men, women, and teenagers to come in and enjoy a personalized service.
We will always accommodate you accordingly. And our biggest attribution to our small business is to make sure every client walks out feeling loved.
So please, book now at Guild. BeautyBar.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here in the top of the seventh for your Reading Colt 45s. It's going to be right-hander Danny Vietti, 6'7 right-hander out of Cottonwood, California. Plays his ball at William Jessup University. Danny's been pitching well, 1-0 with a 3.60 ERA. This will be his eighth appearance on the season. In 15 innings, he's got 11 strikeouts against just 5 walks. He's riding an 8 2/3 inning streak without allowing an earned run. So he has been dealing lately, has not allowed an earned run in almost a month. June 17th, the last time Danny yielded an earned run. 3 straight appearances, 8 2/3 without an earned run for Vietti. The 6'7 right-hander is going to face the bottom of the lineup here. 7-8-9 hitters, Robinson, Hep, and Flores here for Fresno. 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth, stretched it out to 7-2. Matt Green in line for the win here tonight. A quality start for him. 6 innings of 3 hit ball, just 2 runs, 1 walk against 5 strikeouts. Allowed 2 runs in the first and absolutely nothing after that. 5 scoreless innings in a row, and he leaves in line for the win here. Vietti misses the first pitch, 1-0. Swing and a miss here on a fastball. Blew it right by him. 1-1 now. This game number 29 on the season. 45s are 19-9. Vietti fires a 1-1 down in the dirt. 2-1. We'll do it again tomorrow night here. Just tune in at 7:10 for the Turtle Bay pregame show for game 4 of this series. 7:10 for that. 7:15 for the first pitch. And what we hope will be the 45s going for 3 out of 4, assuming they can close this one out here tonight. 2-1 on the way, and Vietti misses that one down low. 3-1. As I mentioned, Danny out of Cottonwood, California, in his last outing, gave up, came in 2 1/3 innings, did not allow a hit, 5 strikeouts. And he's going to walk the leadoff man here. So Robinson leads off with a walk. Just the 6th walk on the campaign in 15 innings for VA. Uncharacteristic base on balls there. And here's the number 8 hitter, Brandon Hep. He's now at second base following a defensive change earlier in the game. So Hep, who stands about 5'7" or 5'8", stands against Vietti, who's about 6'7". And a fastball in the inside corner 0-1. If this was a boxing match, they'd say you're out of his weight class. But baseball, the most democratic of all the games. Being short, not an impediment. In fact, it makes your strike zone a little smaller. 0-1 now. Throw over to first, and did they get him? No, he's no call now, and he is safe. Very close. Throw was right on the runner. Fabing looked like he caught it and tagged him all in one motion, but very close to picking off another run over there. Green picked off one earlier with a beautiful move. Now ready with the 0-1 is Vietti. He fires, and that one is inside with fastball. One ball, one strike now. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Enjoy fresh, filling, and tasty meals with their subs, wraps, and salads. Enjoy their Reading location at 835 Browning Street right next to Trader Joe's. Order online and pick up to take the sandwiches with you to the Laker backyard pool. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. 1-1 on the way, and it's in there for a strike at the knees, trying to do the old Derek Jeter squat down. That one was low, but it's called strike 1-2. Always fun to see these guys. They're all 18 to 22 or 23. You can almost see the baseball influences that they grew up watching. Our starter for Fresno tonight, a Tim Lincecum clone on the windup. Pitched pretty well, only gave up 4 runs. This one's hit high and deep to right field by Hep. Still going back, and it's going to be off the wall on a bounce as Murphy fields it and fires it into second base. Sliding in, and it's a closer play than you'd think, but Hep is in there with a double. And the throw glanced off him, and now he goes down to a knee as Murphy, who throws the ball well, had it in from one hop on the wall and ended up beaning Hep as he slid into second. This is supposed to be a non-contact sport, but he got the business end of a Jackson Murphy throw to second there. But a nice swing of the bat gets a double. And runners on second and third here to start the seventh now. A walk and a double by the 7 and 8 hitters, and here's Eric Flores. Flores is 0-for-2. He struck out looking in the second, struck out swinging in the fifth. So no one happier to see Matt Green hit the showers than Mr. Flores, who struck out twice. Lively, the third baseman, in even with the bag, and now hitter calls for time. Rest of the infield at normal depth. Outfield playing Flores to pull here. The Eddie kicks and fires, and the fastball is hit to the right side. One run's going to score, and the first baseman, Fabing, has to take a bad hop on him, and it skips up. It looks like he may have lost his footing over there as well. So a run's going to score. We'll see how they want to score that one. That is going to be a hit. So Flores will have a single and an RBI. And unfortunately, Vietti, who I jinxed by mentioning his 8 2/3 scoreless innings without an earned run, yields one here in the seventh at 7-3 now. Sorry about that, Danny, and all things Vietti down in Cottonwood. I should know better than that. It's like talking about a no-hitter after the fifth inning. Runner goes from first. There's a swing and a miss. Throw down to second, and he's going to be safe. Perrin takes the ball in front of the bag, anticipating the runner from third breaking. He did not. So Hep over at third. Flores now up to second with a stolen base. And it's no one count as there was a swing and a miss by Dubriel. Dubriel came in for Parks back in the fifth. This will be his first at bat. He's in left field now. And a pitch misses there. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. 45s lead by 4. Dubriel, left-handed hitting left fielder. Called strike there. One ball, two strikes. Dubriel had one hit in 5 plate appearances last night. Pardon me, 4 plate appearances last night. Also walked, went 1-for-3. Vietti had 1-2 now in a strikeout situation here. He fires, and a fastball up around the eyeballs does not offer, does Dubriel. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony Ward on deck. He's singled and walked. Scored once. Back in the first. 2-2 on Dubriel. Vietti delivers. swinging No, they're going to say that one hit him. Looked like he swung. And he was hit by the pitch on a slider that came inside and evidently got him on the leg. Brendan Yawn is saying that's a foul ball, as are a number of other people here in disbelief. Vietti can't believe it. But that's going to be a hit. Batsman looked like he swung at the pitch. Not sure what the call or the thought was there. But Dubriel will reach, and the bases are loaded now for Anthony Ward. A single and a walk in three plate appearances. One for two. He's also stolen a bag. Two hits last night in five plate appearances, in addition to getting hit by a pitch. So two for four officially last night. We're going to have a meeting at the mound here as pitching coach Barrick Faskin comes out to have a word with the entire infield. As the bases will be loaded here with nobody out. One run already home here as Robinson, who led off with a walk, was driven in by Eric Flores, who now stands at second base. Vietti here is going to stay in the game. Right-hander is warming down in the home bullpen. That's number 33, Blake Williams. Warmed up, but did not come in last night in the loss. So Vietti, who's been solid the last several times out, still trying to find the range a little bit here. As a walk, a double, a single, and a hit batsman. Now loaded the bases with nobody out here for Ward, the shortstop, who fouls the first pitch he sees back out of play towards the Reading Library there, 0-1. Looked like a fastball up around the letters. Fabing and Lively, the corner infielders, in even with the bag. Middle infielders playing for two. So they'll trade two outs for a run here on a double play ball. It's a hard hit ball to left field. And making the play out there is Glover, tagging at third. Here comes the throw into Lively at third, and run's going to score. So that'll be a sac fly and an RBI for Ward. Scored a line out to number seven. Glover makes the play out there. Scoring on the play is Hep, who's now at second base. And both runners stay put at first and second. So first RBI of the game here for Ward. His first RBI of the series here. That'll bring up Pettner at 7-4 now. Two runs home here in the seventh with one out. Runners on first and second. Double play candidate here. Runner goes from second, and the throw is into left field. They get past Lively. The slide and the ball arrived at the same time, and Lively had no chance as that one was up the second base side. Run's going to score. We'll see if they want to charge the error or two. They're probably going to be an E2. Stealing third is Flores, so he'll have two stolen bases. And he comes around to score three runs home here at 7-5 now. With one out, runner on second for Pettner, as Dubriel moved up on the play. Vietti fires. That one is up and away. Two balls, no strikes now. Pettner is bunted, singled, and grounded out. One for two with a sacrifice. Vietti ready with a two-ball, no-strike offering. And runner goes from second. They got him picked off. Vietti runs right at him, now chases him back to second. Orr's got it, and he's going to tag him out between second and third for the second out. So Vietti with a nice job there picking off Dubriel. Score it 1-6 on the pickoff. And they erase that runner out there, and he can go back to the windup now with nobody on and two outs. So a caught stealing for Dubriel, who left before Vietti had even come set. And he stepped off and literally ran right at the shortstop position to chase him back to second. Exactly what you want to do. Here's a called strike on the outside corner. Well played by Vietti and Orr there. Two balls and a strike now after the fastball in the outside corner. Vietti from the windup delivers here to Pettner. And a breaking ball way up high as he didn't get on top of that one. Three balls and a strike now. Three runs home here for the visitors to match the three spot from Redding in the bottom of the sixth inning. And we're right back where we started from, a two-run deficit. 4-2 after the sixth. 7-5 is this one. Sky down the right field line, long but foul. And that's a foul ball home run by Pettner, about 15 feet to the right of that 310 sign. Three balls and two strikes now. a long foul ball that he just missed a home run on that one. Best swing we've seen Pettiner put on a ball here. Here's the 3-2 now from Vietti. Called third strike. He got him, and Pettiner can't believe it. Thought it was low, but that'll end the inning. So Vietti yields three. We head to the bottom of the 7-7 inning stretch time. 7-5 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Summer is here, and you need your car running right. At NAPA, they carry everything a shade tree mechanic could want, from tools to timing belts. Change your own oil? NAPA has the filters, oil, and tools to make your job easier. Call any of their 7 stores to order parts or ask any questions you have. You can also order online at readingnapa.com. NAPA know-how, 2304 Churn Creek Road. Call them at 222-5565.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the seventh here, 45's leading 7-5. Wilson Kessel's going to lead off. It'll be Kessel, Glover, and Yon, 6-7-8 hitters. Here in the home half against Jacob Rosey, came in the sixth inning in relief of Cody Blackwell. We can close the book on Blackwell. 5 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, 5 of which are earned, 3 walks against 5 strikeouts. He's in line for the loss. Rosie came in, got all 3 outs in the 6th, inherited 2 base runners, allowed them both to score. 3 hits, 1 run, 1 earned to him thus far. As Kessel, who was left standing in the batter's box, as the 3rd out was recorded on the base paths, will lead off here in the home half, and he watches the fastball up high, 1-0. Sack fly for Kessel in his first at-bat and an RBI. He's 0 for 2 since. For the Reading Colt 45, 7 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors, 5 runs on just 5 hits, and 6 errors for the Fresno A's. 7-5, our final score last night's 45's on the short end of that one, looking to get back in the win column here. Called strike on the outside corner with a slider, 1-1. Matt Green looking for his 3rd win of the season through 6 innings of 2-run ball. He's in line for the win here should this lead hold up. Here's a 1-1 on the way to Kessel. That one is outside for ball, two balls and a strike. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Enjoy a fresh, filling, and tasty meal with our subs, wraps, and salads. Order now at Reading location 835 Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. You can order online and pick up to take fresh sandwiches with you to the lake or the backyard pool. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR. Rosie ready with a 2-1 now pitch here to Kessel. And that's a curveball down below the zone. Good take there, and it's three balls and a strike. Fresno's tried to get Redding to be over-aggressive on some off-speed pitches. It broke through with three runs in the bottom of the sixth after scoring one each in the first four innings, I should say. 7-5 here. And that ball is down in there, and Kessel walks on a 3-1 curveball. So a leadoff base runner here for Keaton Glover now. Glover has walked, flown out, and struck out over 2 officially in three plate appearances.
Number 7, Keaton.
Fourth walk on the night for the Redding Colt 45s. First one issued here by Rosie. And the right-handed hitting Glover steps in. Glover out of Chandler, Arizona. This one is thrown over to first base to check on Kessel. And the first baseman, Pettner, does a nice job to keep it from going into right field. As it was a little one-hop throw over there by Rosie. Glover, then Yawn here in the home half of the 7th. 45s scored 3 in the bottom of the 6th, gave up 3 in the top of the 7th, so right back to a 2-run lead as Glover shows a bunt and pulls it back as the fastball is up around his chin. 2-0 now. Second baseman playing in, anticipating a possible bunt here. Third baseman almost even with the bag over there. Glover runs well. The 1-0 is a slider that finds the outside corner. 1-1. One count here on Glover. Big hole on the right side with Kessel being held on over there at first by Pettner. Rosie slowing things down with a man on base. Now he delivers. It's called strike on the outside corner with a curveball there. So soft stuff finding the corner now. It's 1-2. Glover still looking for his first hit here tonight. Waiting on a 1-2 from Rosie. Now he comes set. Checks the runner over at first and delivers. Fastball up and away, 2-2. 45s have out hit the A's 11-5, but just 7-5 in the run column. So they've more than doubled them up on the hits, and 6 errors by Fresno have helped the 45s along, but pitched just inside, curveball, perhaps a bit low, and it goes full now. Very close pitch there on 2-2. And Glover will see a full count offering here from Rosie. Kessel retreats back to first as the pitcher steps off. Now everyone situated and ready to go for a full count offering here. Runner first goes Kessel. That line drive into right center field. That's called. Ball's going to get down in the gap, and we're going to run for a while. Kessel's going to round second and head for third. Here comes Glover into second. Here's the throw, and he's going to be safe. Closer play than you'd think as the center fielder got over there well and made it a close play at second, but Glover doubles the other way. A nice piece of hitting, sending it into the right center field gap, went right with the pitch. And Kessel, who led off with a walk, stands at third now. He had to stop ever so slightly before getting to second as he looked up to see where it was going and then realized it was going to drop and continued on to third. Not much of a chance to score on that one, even if he had been going all the way. And with nobody out, it's up to Brendan Yawn here. Infield has been brought in. Runners on second and third here. Good RBI chance here for Brendan as he watches a fastball a bit high. 1-0. Yawn has doubled in walk and in three plate appearances, 1-2. walked and scored back as part of that three-run sixth inning. Led off that three-run sixth with a walk, I should say. So he started that rally. Bats here again in the seventh and hits a hard hit ground ball to third, but foul. Between the third baseman and the third base coach, Justin Sebesma, down there. One ball, one strike pitch, and Yon swings and misses. Look like a changeup on the outside, and it's 1-2 now. Castle at third, Glover at second with a 1-2 count now. Still nobody out here. 12 hits now for the 45s following that double by Glover. Rosie ready with a 1-2. Down in the dirt, nice job there by Martin. Keep that one from getting past him. It's 2-2. Forty-five's trying to salt this one away from Matt Green. He went six innings, allowed just two runs on three hits. A great quality start for him. Five strikeouts against just one walk. Here's a line drive into left field. That's going to get down and score both of them. Yon took a breaking ball and served it out into left center. Scoring from second easily is Glover. And it's 9-5 Reading. They get two of them back here on one swing of the bat. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. Nice piece of hitting there by Brendan Yon. Second hit of the night, third time on base. And he adds two RBIs to his total for the Reno native. Here's Curtis Perrin. Nice night for him as well. Two hits in three at-bats. He's also scored twice in the fourth and sixth. So a runner on first now is Yon. Two runs home here in the seventh as the 45s lead 9-5 now. 13th hit of the night there. Drove in two as Perrin gets a pitch he likes and fouls it back to the screen there. Good hack on the first pitch he sees. 5 for 19 on the season. 263 coming in. With his two hits tonight, he's right up around 300. A 1 count here on Perrin. Yon takes his lead off first. Now stretches it out a little more. Throw over to first to check on him, and he's back in safely, diving head first. They've gotten to Rosie here in the sixth and seventh. Touched him up for a run in relief while allowing both of his inherited runners to score. Back in that three-run sixth, they've got him for two here in the seventh as Perrin pops this one out of play down the left side. 0-2 headed towards the home dugout there. Still nobody out here in the seventh, so 45 is looking good here to add on. Latrell Harris on deck. He's got three RBI and three hits already. Scored twice as well. No balls, two strikes to Perrin, and he hits a little ground ball out to second. This could be two, four, six, and it's into left field. They throw it past the shortstop. Heading over to third is Brendan Yon, and that's going to be an E4 as a bad throw. They could have had two if they hurried, had at least one, and they get none. Call it a fielder's choice for Perrin as he reaches first. All the way over to third goes Yon. Fielder's choice, 4-6, and we're probably going to call it an E4. Here's Latrell Harris, singled and scored in the first, doubled. And had an RBI in the fourth. RBI double in the sixth with two on that one. And he came around to score on what we like to call a little league home run. A double to center. Mishandled. Allowed the Speedy Harris to come all the way around. Most exciting play of the night here thus far. And that ball is down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. So Harris 3-for-4 here tonight. His best game thus far is a 45. He's got three RBI. He came into tonight with two on the season out of the leadoff spot. So he's more than doubled that with some clutch ABs here. His last two times up and another one sitting out there at third with him. had runners at the corners. Waiting on a 1-0. Very high with the fastball. Perrin dove back into first, as we've seen some snap throws here from Martin, the catcher. But he did not do so that time. Two balls and no strikes now. Two-oh pitch on the way from Rosie, and he watches it in there for a strike. Looked like he was taken all the way on the outside corner. 2-1 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Fresh sandwiches made just for you at 835 Browning Street, right next door to Trader Joe's. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Stop by or order online to avoid the wait. That's Jersey Mike's, making sandwiches since 1956. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Throw over to first to check on Curtis Perrin, and he's back. Still waiting on a 2-1 here to Harris. It's been a one-man offensive show here tonight. Three hits, two runs scored, three RBIs, two stolen bases. 2-1 pitch. Hard hit ball to the left side. It's to shortstop. They're going to have to hurry to get two. 6-4 and no chance. So another RBI there. It's now 10-5. Coming around to score on the play is Brendan Yawn from third. Curtis Perrin will be erased. He'll be replaced over at first by Latrell Harris. Another RBI, four on the night. For Latrell out of the leadoff spot, and call it a fielder's choice. 6-4. Here's Devin Orr. Singled his last time. He's 1-for-4. He was our player of the game on Thursday night. 3 RBI out of the leadoff spot. Sounds familiar. 4 out of the leadoff spot tonight for Latrell. 10-5 Reading here, as they've gotten all three runs back that they yielded in the top of the seventh. And this ball is hit high and deep to right center field. That ball's got some carry on it. Over in the gap now in front of the warning track is the center fielder. He's going to make the play. So Orr gave it a ride, but got under it just a little bit. And he'll be the second out of the inning. Scored a fly out to number 8. He's 1-for-5 now with a single. That'll bring up Austin Lively. 2 singles, a stolen base, and a run scored in his 4 chances. He's grounded out and flown out his last 2 times after singling each of his first 2 at-bats. So it'll be Lively here with a runner on first and 2 down. Good speed in Harris over there, so we might see a steal attempt before this at-bat is over. Does not go, and a curveball drops in there for a strike, 0-1. Lively and then Jackson Murphy should the inning continue. A 3 spot in the 6th and the 7th here. It's now 10-5. 45s have opened that lead right back up to 5 after having it shrunk back to 2. Here's a little topper to first base, and it's going to be Pettner to the pitcher. Rosie, 3-1 on the putout, and Lively is retired. That'll end the inning with 3 runs home for Reading. Make it 10-5. We're at the top of the 8th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Discover the new Kia at Reading Kia for the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold, and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Reading Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Reading Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Reading Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Reading Kia difference.
Reading Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
ReadingKia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here in the top of the 8th for the Colt 45s. It's going to be right-hander Blake Williams out of Alturas, California, making his 8th appearance on the season. He's 1-1 with a 2.13 ERA in 12 2/3 innings pitch. He's got 13 strikeouts against just 3 walks and 11 hits. So just a little over one base runner per inning and better than a strikeout per inning and a 4-1 strikeout to walk ratio. He'll be the third pitcher of the night here. The 6-2 right-hander comes in relief of Danny Vietti, who threw one inning, and Matt Green, who threw six. Green is the pitcher of record here for the 45s. Should this lead hold up, he'd be picking up his third win of the season. A nice line for Green here tonight. Six innings, five strikeouts against one walk, three hits, two runs, both earned in the first. But six innings of two-run ball and left with the lead. And they lead by five right now thanks to three more in the bottom of the seventh. For the offense, they've scored six in the last two innings. As Williams starts off the catcher, and it's a drive into left center field. That's going to get down in the gap for a single, and he's going to take a big turn but put down the anchor around first. As a fastball on the inside half, he fought it into the gap. And a leadoff single by Levi Martin. 4-5-6. 4-5-6 hitters here. Martin, Scott, and Gonzalez. Here's Chris Scott. Two-run single back in the first. He's grounded out and lined out since then. 1-for-3. So leadoff single by Martin is his first hit of the ballgame. He's 1-for-4. And Scott watches a fastball in the outside corner. One, no balls and a strike. We last saw Mr. Williams on July 9th. He threw two scoreless innings, allowed just one hit while striking out two. Has not allowed an earned run since June 16th. He has been one of the more reliable guys out of the bullpen here for manager Greg Catterae. Here's an 0-1 on the way to Scott. Fastball in the outside corner and a quick 0-2 now here on the right fielder. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Enjoy fresh, filling, and tasty meals with their subs, wraps, and salads at their Reading location at 835 Browning Street right next to Trader Joe's. Order online and pick up to take the sandwiches with you to the lake or backyard pool. Legendary parties are made easy with Jersey Mike's. Scott fouls one back to the screen. It's still 0-2. I was talking to my engineer, Jared King, between innings earlier in the game. He gives his personal endorsement of Jersey Mike's. As do I. Not a bad sub at all. 0-2 here on Scott. That one has popped up over our heads. Not that we don't love all of our sponsors here, but we will personally vouch for the good sandwiches down at Jersey Mike's. Good battle here between Williams and Scott. 0-2 remains the count as he's fought off a couple tough ones just to stay alive here following the leadoff single by the catcher, Martin. Another 0-2 on the way, very high. Looked like he tried to throw a slider there. Didn't quite get on top of it. 1-2. Third baseman Gonzalez on deck. He's 0-3 tonight. Hasn't gotten the ball out of the infield yet. 1-2 on the way. Foul back yet again. A high fastball. He's just able to get a piece of. Williams got the win in two innings on July 2nd against the Fairfield Indians. Two scoreless innings in that one with three strikeouts, allowed just a hit. Ready now with a 1-2 against Scott. And that one is popped up on the infield, and the first baseman, Fabing, is going to be underneath it for the play. He scored a pop out to number three, and there's one down here. So Scott is 1-for-4 tonight. Here's Marco Gonzalez. Two groundouts to third and a strikeout for the third baseman. As the A's are running out of outs here, they got to score five runs before they make five more outs. One out here in the eighth and a runner on first. On Hawaiian night here, very festive decorations here on tropical, we'll probably just call it tropical night here. We had some Beach Boys music playing before the game. A fun summer atmosphere. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with us here as we're just about to 10 o'clock here. Called strike. To Gonzalez, 0-1 with a breaking ball. Williams ready now with an 0-1, and he gets him to swing right over the top. It's 0-2 now. A couple of good benders there from the Alturas native Blake Williams, and he's in the driver's seat, 0-2 now. Plays his college ball at UC Colorado Springs, way up there in the high altitude. 0-2 on the way to Gonzalez. Fouls it off just to stay alive, and an excuse-me hack there if I've ever seen one. Still 0-2. Some other scores from around the league. Yankees over the Red Sox 4-1 tonight. Rays over the Angels 6-3. Your A's won, your Giants lost, and there's strike three on Gonzalez as he goes down swinging. First strikeout here for Blake Williams. Runner stays put down there at first. And here's Robinson, the DH. He's walked in three plate appearances, walked and scored back in the seventh. He's grounded out twice in three plate appearances. Williams out of the stretch here. Takes a long look into his catcher, Brendan Yawn. First pitch is a fastball up above the letters. Pardon me, that's Kessel behind there. Yawn, your DH tonight. Now we've switched it up. Kessel started as the DH and is now behind the plate. So they're trying to keep me on my toes here in the late innings. That one is up high. Two balls and no strikes. So Kessel is your catcher. They burn the DH. So Yan will have the rest of the night off, at least defensively, after a two RBI single back in the seventh. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. It's two balls and a strike. For Yan, a nice night. A double, a single, and a walk in four plate appearances, two for three. Scored twice and drove in two runs. 2-1 on the way here from Williams. Swing and a miss on a fastball down at the knees. Blew it right by him. Two balls, two strikes now. On Robinson. Still looking for his first hit of this game.